Hello.
Happy New Year.
Happy 2024.
There you go.
Another year in the calendar. Another notch in the belt.
That's right.
Another step closer to the end for us all.
The sudden.
Congratulations to everyone who made it this far.
One step. Well, it sounds like a terrible way forward, but it's one step closer to retirement too. So that's good.
Yes. Another step closer to retirement where your bodies will fall apart and you'll be in and out of the doctor's office.
Don't tell me that, because that's what it seems like.
Feeding into your worst fears.
Oh,
No.
jeez.
Retirement where it'll be relaxing. World of comic book reading, podcasting, comic book reading until our eyes fail us, podcasting until we are delirious and don't know what we're talking about anymore. Actually, we'll always be able to talk about the old comics.
Maybe, because we might lose our voice.
Could lose our voice.
Well, we lose our hearing for sure. That'll be
That's right. It'll
first.
just be what? What?
Yeah, so if you talked, it wouldn't matter. So, how was it getting back into work?
Sucks.
Oh, God. I have like the heebie-jeebies in my stomach. I don't want to go back.
I was glad I only worked 3 days. Because the first day it sucked. I'm like, oh, why am I working? But then a couple of days later, it's like, it's Friday. That was a quick week. That's great.
I'm not looking forward to it at all.
Now
They called me back on Tuesday to come into work, and I said, I'm not coming into work. Because they
really.
wanted, well, they said they were going to move my desk, and they said, we don't want to touch your desk. And I said, can't you wait till I get back? And they're like, no. And I'm like, well, just throw everything into a box and, boxes, and then I'll take care of it when I get there.
Yeah. So is your desk moving far? Are you moving to a new building?
I'll move closer to the lab, so it's kind of good, and it's more in an office than in a cube. So
What does that mean? More of an office than a
it
cube.
has a door.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah.
You have a private room now?
Well, I share a private room.
You share a private room with how many
One
hundred
other
other men?
person.
Hundred, oh, one other person.
Yeah.
I hope you like this other person.
I do. I work with them every day, so.
Okay. Ah, very intimate.
Yes. But I left with a problem I couldn't solve, and I don't feel like going back, and nobody probably did anything with it, made any progress, and
Yeah. You have a fresh mind. You'll look at it and you'll be like, oh, I know how to fix this.
I don't know about it.
Oh,
I spent a whole week on it before not getting anywhere.
that's the worst. But sometimes freeing your mind for a little while is a good thing, so at least you'll be fresher.
Yeah, I want to free my mind though. Like 360,
Totally.
yeah, the whole year. Like just free it.
Just let it go. Let it
Yeah.
be, let it roam
It's
the
so cold
streets.
over here. I was making another hot chocolate in my wife's, what do they call it? Keurig or
Keurig.
Keurig. And it went into this mode where it said it's clogged. Clean. And I don't know how to clean it, so I can't make another hot chocolate. It's so fucking cold.
Oh man, you clogged your Keurig
I
with your
did.
hot chocolate. Did you get hot chocolate?
I had one hot chocolate before I
Okay.
started. That's why I was 2 minutes late.
I know.
Because I was
I
trying to
was the
make the other
same
hot
thing.
chocolate, and I was like, it's fucking I'm in clean mode. I'm not gonna get my second hot chocolate. So
You'd
now
like.
I'm drinking a cold ass Dr. Pepper Zero, and it's fucking getting me colder.
You stepped into my world where it's like, I gotta go, I got a podcast. Why do you break down now? Of all
Yeah.
times, I just want some cocoa.
Ah.
It's rough. Rough life. Yeah, it's
It
cold here
is.
too. We finally got winter weather in the Chicagoland area. We have snow now.
Yeah, we have snow too. I'm not looking forward to it. We're getting some more snow t tomorrow too.
Yeah, we're supposed to get snow on Tuesday and Friday.
Yeah, same here. No, we're getting it tonight, so we'll have it in the morning and then again later in the week.
Maybe it's coming from, well, usually ours comes from the north, though. But it's possible maybe we're getting your storm after you. Maybe it's coming northbound.
Yeah.
Eastbound. Well,
So
that's something to not look forward to.
you found out no Heroes Con this year.
Nope. I will not be attending Heroes Con. So listeners, make your travel arrange cancel your travel arrangements. I will not be there.
He won't be providing any booty at Heroes Con this year.
Or maybe it's your chance to go and get to all those boxes that I won't be able to get to.
Yeah, Bill won't be starting off the circle jerk this year.
Not this year,
But
unfortunately.
can we move it to Baltimore?
When is Baltimore? Like,
I
is it
don't
usually
know.
later in the year, earlier in the
Yeah,
year?
later.
Later.
September, I think.
That should be, in theory, doable.
And you haven't been there before.
No, I've actually, yeah, I've been wanting to check out Baltimore, so maybe it's a good chance to do so.
So, let me see. Where's
Heard
Baltimore
so much
Comic?
about it.
Can you get tickets? Is it even announced? Oh, September 20th, 2024. Twentieth through the 22nd.
I'll have to do some research.
Yeah. I
Should
haven't
be
been to
okay.
Baltimore in
It's been a
5 years.
while.
It could be, 'cause I think we missed three, and then we had missed a couple of. I had missed a couple others, but for a while there, I was doing Heroes and Baltimore every year.
Yeah, I remember back in the day. Yep, I've never even been to Baltimore before.
Yeah.
Do people still go to Baltimore?
Well, people I know go to Baltimore, but not the usual crew, not the Daryl and Chris Campbell and but we might see Star Joe's there still. I think they go and Hassan I think usually goes and
Yeah, I think he does.
couple other people. Steve Andreski, the guy who does Marvel Noise, he's always going. Haven't seen him in a while. So it's like a different set of people.
Different subset of
Yeah.
fandom.
No Micah, no Claire.
And not the southern people.
Yeah, no Luke.
One day I wouldn't mind going to a
Cunningham.
convention on the West Coast. Just
Yeah.
to see creators that don't come to the East Coast or to the Midwest, which is really more East.
Come to Denver Comic Con.
Yeah. That's a possibility too.
There you go. Or
Never
San
been to that.
Diego, because you've never been there.
Yeah, maybe San Diego. I don't know what it's going to be like next
It
year,
just,
though.
San Diego isn't what it used to be. And what I mean by that is, you used to be able to, oh, I'm going to go to San Diego. Okay, let me log in and get my tickets. No, it's like going to a fucking Taylor
Taylor
Swift
Swift
concert
concert.
now. Yeah, you have to wait in a waiting room and you have 2 minutes to get a ticket and
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately, I think last year was probably a good year to go because Hollywood wasn't even there, so.
yeah, but it was already still sold out because they didn't know.
Oh, because people didn't know about it, yeah.
Yeah. I
Or
don't
I
know
could
if
have
it's
got.
going to change the dynamic to it, but it
I wonder,
might.
last year, I wonder if you were able to get tickets, like people who wanted to go because of Hollywood were might have been selling their tickets for cheaper, you know, or for cost.
Yeah, it could be.
Because you know, there's a lot of people who are like, I'm not going to Hollywood's not there. That's all I go for.
It's worth going to, and San Diego's a lot of fun, like
Yeah.
just for extracurricular and doing stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so it's like one of those ones that you'd like, oh, I want to be there a week and do stuff, so.
See the sights.
Yeah. But I haven't been to anything else besides Denver and I mean not a lot of hotel cons and shit, but not like
In the big
yeah,
cons. Yeah, I'm
Denver
not sure
or
what other.
San Diego. There's
There's like a
Emerald City.
Portland one.
Yeah.
By Emerald City. That's Northwest, right?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Seattle. No, Portland. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, that one would be probably cool.
And then there's the
San
San
Diego's probably good though,
Francisco
because.
one.
Does Larson go to San Diego, or does he not even bother anymore?
He used to. I think he still does.
Maybe he goes to the image booth or something.
I know he goes to the San Francisco one, which is his local.
Yeah.
I forget what the hell that's called now. WonderCon?
Yeah, there is a WonderCon. So many conventions.
Yeah. So how was your Christmas break? I mean, were you as productive as you wanted, or did you
Oh,
realize you didn't get shit done and
well, yeah,
you failed miserably?
why you gotta bring the podcast to a screeching halt and then bring
Because
me down?
mine brought
You're
me down
down.
kind of too, but
No, I did get some stuff done. Not as much as I'd hoped.
I got a lot of reading done, but I didn't get a lot of.
It was your
I
goal.
came back to like four boxes of comics I needed to process. That took me forever.
If I remember correctly, was it your goal you're gonna read 100 comics?
I probably did.
400 comics? What was it? I don't remember.
I read 100 easily in 2 weeks.
I don't remember if that was your goal or not. I did read a bunch of comics. Probably not as much as I wanted to. I did. What else was I going to do? I was going to file some comics away. I filed my DC comics. So I
Yeah.
did get through some of them.
That what is that like 10 of them? 10 comics you
That
get from
was a short
DC?
box. That was a short box. But the DC ones are a pain because they're the hardest boxes to get to.
Oh, you talk about merging them or
Yeah, merging. I'm talking merging. I'm talking merging. Like a fool. And then what else was I gonna do? I was gonna write. I did get back into writing, so I accomplished that goal. I've been working on. There was a screenplay I was working on. I did a first draft of before I stopped writing, so I went back to it. So I'm back on it. What else was I gonna do? Oh, I was gonna work on the Liquor Kickstarter. I did not do that. I failed once
maybe
again.
next year.
Yeah. 2024 is the year for the liquor. Or maybe 2025.
Yeah.
I don't remember what else I was going to do. I think that was it. So the rest was just Christmassy stuff. Family. And that was all fun.
You don't have to fix it now. I just said it's stuck.
Tell her to unclog it.
I don't know this coffee shit. I don't drink coffee.
You gummed it up with all your
Hot chocolate.
sugar.
I broke it. It says I can't handle 2 cups of coffee in the morning. I'll need used to doing one.
What is this brown sticky liquid?
Yeah, I got a
I'm not used to it.
Kickstarter. I got a lot of Kickstarters in over the holidays too. But
I got one Kickstarter. Oh, maybe
one I
two.
got one I got Midnight, what was it, Midnight Highway number 4, and its cover looks almost exactly like the Guesser. Yeah.
Oh, you mean the
Oh,
character
did
on the
you just
cover?
hit a reset or something? She just rebooted it.
Tell her to do a clean cycle. You can't just avoid the problem. That'll make it worse. Tell her I said
But
that.
Bill says you can't, you can't avoid the problem. You're just prolonging the problem. She says you're prolonging it. You're just gonna make it worse, is what Bill said.
Yeah.
Bill said she's got shit to do, and you should shut your fucking mouth.
Man, Barbara's gotten grouchy lately.
Yeah.
What are you doing to her over there? It's all the
I don't
travel.
know.
The holiday
Yeah.
travel got to her. The stress of the holiday season.
Yeah, I had an exciting Christmas.
Oh, it's exciting in a good way or in a bad way?
Well, we drove there in a mysterious, unidentified flying object hit our side view mirror
Ooh.
and broke it.
The alien ship like grazed the side of your car.
Yeah.
Man.
It must have been a small UFO.
Was
Like
probably
Gizmo
like
or
a little
some, I don't know.
shuttle, a
Like
little
the
shuttle
Flintstones
probably.
Gizmo. He just flew by real
They
quick
probably
and.
sent a shuttle down, yeah.
And
Just to check it out.
then we. So we had that. And then.
So broke off your side view mirror.
And then on
It's
Christmas
crazy.
Day, I had read too many comic books. And I tried to save a woman from falling. And I t like ripped up my arm.
Oh,
My
yeah,
muscle
I
pretty
saw you post
bad.
that you got injured. So what ha where were you when this happened?
I was in my mom's kitchen,
Okay.
and she has some friends that came over for Christmas, and she was on a cane, and she was like coming into the kitchen from the living room or from the den, and she tripped, and I saw her falling, and I dove to
This
catch
is
her.
your mom or your mom's
No,
friend?
this is my mom's friend.
Okay.
I dove to catch her,
Sure.
and with one arm, and it hyperextended like my arm and tore some shit in there.
Oh.
So now I gotta do some physical therapy, and
Dang.
she was okay though, so I guess I saved somebody.
You saved her from.
See what happens when you read too many comics, kids? You think you could be a superhero and.
You
You
say
hurt
Batman does
yourself.
stuff like this all the time and he's fine.
Yeah. But when you're a real person, it rips some
It doesn't work
muscles
that
up
way.
and
It doesn't work
hurts
that
and
way.
you can't lift a gallon of milk anymore.
Man.
So.
So where was this on your arm? Your bicep?
Yeah.
Tricep? Your.
My bicep, like right between my, the inner part of your elbow, but the muscle above it.
Yeah, your bicep.
Yeah, bicep.
So you tore your bicep?
I tore something.
You tore something?
I didn't
Did you
like
go?
rip it. I didn't rip it enough to like need surgery, but
Okay.
I fucked it up
Just
pretty
oh, you just
bad.
yeah, just overextended
So I
it.
went to the doctor this week and they're sending me to physical therapy.
So did your arm bend the wrong
But then
direction?
the physical therapy won't like it's starting to heal pretty good now. Like right now the bruise was like on my entire arm. And now my bruise is almost gone, except for the outside. The inside was like big bruise, and the outside didn't have any, and then the outside has it now.
There,
Because
yeah.
gravity probably makes it bleed in places that it's not really bleeding. I don't know.
Maybe when, yeah, when you're sleeping, maybe the blood pools.
Yeah.
But you can look at it and say, "You see that? That means I saved a life."
I saved a life. And then I had all these comics to process, and they had shipped me somebody else's box.
Oh, really? That happened to me once.
No, but it was addressed to me, and
Yes.
it was a Mr. Shippy. So if Mr. Shippy listens to this, I got your box. And I ended up shipping it back once I got a label from him. But he had really good taste in it. His fucking box looks a lot like mine.
Yeah,
So.
I had the same thing from DCBS where I got a
He
box and
didn't get any like Marvel and DC, but like his indie stuff was pretty impressive, and it looked like it took me a while to go through it and process it. Like I was starting to sort it and stuff, and I'm like, I already this issues look familiar. Like I had already got them like last week, and I'm like, something's up. They're sending me another box. And like I got to the statement and I was
Yeah,
like,
that's how I knew.
holy crap, they sent
This
me
is
somebody
mine.
else's stuff. But like
Mine I knew
everything that
was
he had, I had, except I mean he
seemed very similar.
what did he have?
So, yeah, we need to get Mr. Swiffy on the air if he has similar tastes.
Well, he had a book I didn't get called
Oh.
Gwoma, Beginning of Her. I think that was from Titan Comics. And what else did he have that I
Man,
didn't
I didn't
get?
get that. Did you read it?
Junior Baker,
I
Righteous Faker? I didn't get that.
don't get that one.
And what else did he have in here? But he must be a monthly guy because he had Crave number one. Like there was stuff I
Okay.
had received a while back.
Yeah.
He got very little DC and Marvel. But he did get some. And then what else did he get that I didn't get?
Sounds like my box.
Some video game tie-in that I didn't get. But everything else was like on the money.
Stuff that when you're going through it didn't,
Yeah,
you
it
weren't
didn't
like,
like it didn't say that's weird.
yeah, you're like, yep, I
It
ordered
was
that, I
like,
ordered
oh,
that,
why did I order a Beneath the Trees? I knew I didn't want that. So like
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yeah, so there's certain things that you knew you pulled off, you didn't order specifically that were in there.
Yeah, and I assume this is his monthly order. But
Yeah.
still pretty impressive. Like, there are people that have good tastes in comics.
There's still people buying. We're not the only ones with good taste in comics.
That's right. And he was very diverse. Like, he had Image in there. He had, Mad Cave. He had Dynamite. A little bit Dark Horse. A little bit of everything, you know?
So it's clear that he
He
goes through
had Basic
previews.
Instinct.
Wow.
AWA.
But I assume he's a listener then.
Vault. I
With
don't know. He
tastes like
might
that.
be. The other thing I want to mention is over the holidays, our Geek Brunch feed got fucked up on iTunes, and we still haven't fixed it. So I don't know what's. But there is a
Weird.
workaround if you want to fix it. It's not updating, and I don't know why it's not updating. But if you desubscribe from that one and you say I want to manually enter a URL, so you go to libraries, click on the ellipses and say manually enter URL, then you can type HTTPS colon www.geekbrunchpodcast.com/feed and hit enter, and then you'll be subscribed on the podcast iPhone, and you'll get updates. I don't know what the fuck's happening with the other
Yeah, that's
thing.
weird
I've
that
been working with, and I don't have access to fix it. Derek has all that, so I have to pester Derek every now and then to try something, but it's been a pain in my ass. But some people have noticed. They're like, "What the fuck's happening? You
why are there
posting
no
that this
news
episode's
items?
out and it's not out." I'm like, what's going on? So that fucking sucked, but and it's still not fixed, but other than that workaround, I know works. 'Cause I got a few people fixed manually.
So we
But
know the workaround
the other
works.
feed catchers are working fine. You know, like it's just iTunes. It's not iTunes. It's the, what do they call it? The iPhone podcast app. Worked on my box, but I forgot I subscribed the other way versus the nominal way where you go look for it on the search and then hit
Select
subscribe.
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I don't have an iPhone, so I didn't have subscribe.
How do you get your Geek Brunch?
I just download from the website.
Oh, there you go.
I could do it the boring old man way. Manually. I'm not hip like these kids today with their feeds. They're automatic doohickeys. Their devices and their electronics.
Yep, so that's still in work, and I think it's still broken. It was as of yesterday. It's been broken a week. It was weird. It was like Geek Brunch was gone entirely
Oh.
and was replaced by another podcast that Derek had, and I don't know how that could fucking happen.
Wait,
But
what?
if you did Geek Brunch, it was replaced by Rock's Box or whatever that thing he does.
Interesting.
And it Geek
So we
Brunch
got
is
our
totally
streams
gone.
got we crossed our streams.
Yes, it's like we were pissing and the streams are crossing
It's no
and
longer our
hit.
piss going into people's phones. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, listeners who get it that way. Hopefully soon you'll be getting our piss once
But I
again.
know it works on Spotify, so go there if you want to subscribe. Go to Spotify. And I think if you ask Alexa, she'll be still to find it. So I think it's just people that have iPhones that.
Yeah, just the iPhones.
That's weird.
Feeds. Huh. Weird.
But whatever happened, it fucked up all everything. Like it even, what happened?
I
Oh, so
think
you're.
Barb broke the Keurig.
Nobody canceled, I guess. And I didn't even
Oh,
bother.
that sucked.
Yeah, so I didn't even bother checking.
So you went for nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
McDonald's is sold out of breakfast burritos.
No, she went to Pilates, and
Pilates was sold out of breakfast
she was on
burritos.
the wait list, but I guess
I was first in line.
she was first on the wait list, and I
Everyone
guess
showed up.
assumed that she would get in.
I never checked.
Yeah, she's back home.
Been fifth in line before I'd gotten in. I didn't even.
Well, she got the
Well,
exercise
everybody, you
and
got to remember this is the new year, and everybody's like, I want to get my ass
yeah,
tightened up
gyms are packed. Packed.
want to tighten my glutes
They're
in
trying to
there.
lose the holiday pounds.
That's right.
I got there and realized I forgot a check-in message.
Yeah, you got breakfast
Yeah,
anyway.
and I can eat breakfast
And you
now.
can have your hot coffee I got you, so there you go.
Costco.
And then this morning I was like, well, this break I said I wanted to get caught up on Amazing Spider-Man, which was a lot because they come up with 2 issues a month. It's like doing the Spawns, and I had gone by the wayside, but I had got all the way caught up and then almost finished all the Gang War stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I read a lot of stuff. And I still got to inventory what I red because I didn't do that.
I did go to Half Price Books during my break and picked up some stuff.
Oh yeah, what'd you get? Comics or books?
Comics.
Ah.
Yeah, no comics. Well, I just got some boring, boring stuff, meaning just continuations of stuff.
Why do you think everything's boring? If it's not just a number one, like I don't get it.
Anything that's not a number one is boring to me.
Anything that's not a
boring.
I tried to watch this pretentious ass fucking vampire movie. I don't even know what it was called, but it was something from Full Moon, which you think Full Moon is like
not pretentious.
Not pretentious at all, right? Like,
right.
It's like I'm making it to be like a B or C film, right? It's gonna be cheese. But this one was, and it was like fucking ridiculous. Like I will sit through anything, like and watch it, and I couldn't do it.
I don't know.
Even walked in and she says, "What the fuck are you watching?"
What was it? A vampire like being?
No, I even told I even told Barb. It's like Bill Bomer shot this picture. It was so Antichrist. It was so fucking awful.
What's this called? I'm gonna put this on my queue. Sounds fantastic.
I don't even know what it was called. I'll have to go find it again.
Like
it's like
pretentious.
Full Moon vampire movie. You might be able to find it.
Full Moon vampire. It's called. Yeah, I don't know. Come on, I said pretentious.
What was this? Where did I even find it? Was it on Peacock?
I don't know. Here's a list of the 23 most pretentious horror movies ever made. I wonder if it's on that list. I'll click on that list, see if there's a. Oh, Antichrist is on the list.
There you go.
Number two. Number one is Mother. Did I see Mother?
Mother.
I think I did. Stay. Is that a vampire movie?
Stay. No.
Oh, that was a good movie. I kind of like that.
What did I find this on? One of the feeds. Is it not Paramount? What is it? Tubi?
Is it Nadia? No. This is too hard to look. Oh, The Witch. What a terrible movie that was.
Oh, that was pretentious and terrible.
My patience for movies is far less than it used to be. Meaning, I'm far more willing to give up on a movie now. If I get like a third of the way in, like past the first act, and it hasn't hooked me, I'm like, forget it. You had your chance.
And I am the opposite. I can easily. I went 3/4 of the way through this,
oh,
and I was like,
I could not.
How many times can you show this woman? God, I gotta find this fucking thing. All right, so I just don't remember where Full Moon broadcasts on one of the streaming services. Like they have.
Yeah.
I don't know what the movie is.
Can't you look in your history?
I know
you
it's not.
Find, you don't
I
know,
know
what service
I know
it
it's
is.
Not Disney. I know it's not the Mountain West. It could be Peacock. It could be Tubi, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. This could take me forever. But I could tell you the premise of it. So there's like this space vampire woman. She's beautiful, but she has quite the zit on her, right underneath her chin. What's wrong?
Is it vampire bloodlust?
Vampire bloodlust. That
Does
could
that
be
familiar?
It. Let me.
It is on Tubi.
Let me see what that is. IMDb. That sounds familiar.
Oh, and the first user review is the worst movie I've seen yet.
Vampire.
This is the first
blood.
Review of this piece of shit. I sat through this steaming pile and found it to be a complete joke as far as movies go.
I can't even find it on IMDb. Is
That's
it spelled differently?
Oh, it starts out Carnage Collection, Vampire Bloodlust.
Oh, there you go. Let me see if this is it. No, this
if not,
isn't it.
It's one for you to watch, apparently, though.
Oh, it could be it. Into some Full Moon's Feral Bloodlust cinematic. It doesn't look like it. The cover doesn't look at it like it at all. Full Moon Movies. Movie list.
Someone's yelling at us right now as they listen, saying, "You fools."
Fucking nobody's listening because they can't even subscribe, for one thing.
True. It's not Subspecies, right?
No, that one's
that's
decent.
Their ongoing
that one,
series.
That
yeah.
one's decent. I mean, they're known for Puppet Master and a bunch
yeah, that's
of
one of
stuff.
Their big ones.
This is like a 40-minute movie, so it's like
a 40-minute movie?
Yeah.
Vampire Journals.
No.
Vampire Resurrection. Teenage Space Vampires?
No.
All right, I'm giving up. So I went to Half Price Books.
Yeah.
And I got some boring comics. We established that. So here, so I got Action Comics Weekly 603.
See, I liked that when they were doing that.
I always pick up, especially around this. I want to get all the ones with Wild Dog. This one has Wild Dog in it.
Yeah.
So around the early 600s.
They have Do they have Blackhawk in there too?
Yeah, I mean it's a killer lineup. It's Blackhawk, Deadman, Green Lantern, Secret Six, Wild Dog, and Superman.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Blackhawk, Deadman, Secret Six, Wild Dog. That's good stuff. Boring, but good. I got an Atari Force that I was missing.
That's not... Hey, Kirk, if you listen to this... Kirk. No, I want you to hear this. Bill Bomer called your book, Atari Force, that you worship...
Boring.
Boring. It's a boring comic.
I did not say it's a boring comic.
No, he said it's boring. You did. I only
I,
got
I'm
boring
these
stuff.
These are boring for listeners because they don't want to hear, like, I got issue number 6 of Atari Force. Maybe they do. I got another issue of Angel Love.
Oh, that's one I need to get. Yeah, that's a DC.
So I'm happy about that. Oh, then here's some of the interesting ones. Apparently, like, someone must have gone to Half Price Books and sold, like, some of the newer comics they've gotten.
Yeah.
So this is a weird one. Bass Reeves, number one.
Oh, that's the Walmart one.
Is that what that is? Yeah, the Alliance books. Yeah,
yeah, you have to get for Walmart.
Yeah, so there's another Walmart one in here, too. The Disciples, one and two, from Image Comics. Appears to be Magic. Welcome to the new Magic.
That one I don't have.
I think there's only two issues and a special, so apparently it didn't succeed. This one, for some reason, I didn't have it, and I don't know how I didn't have it in my collection already. Doom Force special.
Oh, yeah, that's the X-Force and Doom Patrol amalgam thing.
Yeah. I don't know how I didn't have that. I got a couple issues of Empire from Image Comics.
That's the Mark Waid thing, isn't it? Or
It's not Mark Wade, Kitson.
Barry Kitson, yeah, that's
yeah.
right. That was the ape something, like the ape imprint, right?
Yeah, it has an ape in the corner.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good memory. You remember the ape.
I know a lot about comics, my friend.
I know you.
I,
oh, here we go.
I bleed comics.
And from Saving Women.
Yeah, I do. I rip out.
Bleed internally.
Bleed internally.
Here's another Walmart comic, The Futurists, number one.
Yep, I remember that. That one was kind of weird. I was excited to get those, but it was such a weird thing for them to do. Like, they invested in something that wouldn't succeed no matter what.
Yeah,
like,
it is a
like,
weird model.
There's
like,
no fucking way that somebody's going to go to Walmart and spend $4.99 on a comic book on something that they've
yeah.
never heard of before. It just...
Yeah, your average Walmart shopper isn't going to be like, oh, comic books. Let me.
Well,
yeah,
maybe they can get like a Superman, you know, something that's known to do, you know, like I want to get
if there's
this.
Like a three-pack, one of those old
yeah.
three-packs. Yeah. I agree. It was a
I mean,
weird
when Walmart
move.
Did the DC 100 pagers, that was worth it because you got 100 pages of comics for like $4.
Yeah, it's a known property and it's a good deal.
And it was cheap, yeah.
Yeah, which is perfect for.
And they did it right. I mean, it didn't succeed, but they did it right because they would have like Superman and then they'd throw in like Sideways and a bunch of other properties that nobody knew about.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it's like here you get a couple of stories that we know you're going to like because you bought Superman, but then we're going to throw in some new stuff to see if we can gain your interest.
Yeah,
so like from a marketing perspective, it was pretty awesome.
For sure, because then kids who get it because Superman's on the cover, they may say, hey, I like this other character. And then they're like, hey, Mom, I want some more of this character. And then they have to branch out.
Yeah,
and then we got them. Next thing you know, they're 50-year-old dudes going through old boxes,
and spending $500 on a storage unit
a
just to put comics
giant.
In, motherfucker. They raised $100 on me again, those sons of bitches.
Dang.
I'm like, what the fuck is this? Is terrible shit.
I guess that makes sense because rents and stuff are going up, so.
I think it's fucking fraud is what I think
rent
it is.
For comic books.
Man, I think it's
100 bucks, that's
bullshit.
A lot. Didn't it already went up 100 like recently,
yeah,
didn't it?
Another year ago, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what the entry fee is? The entry fee is like 280 for 3 months. And now it's like 500. So it doesn't make sense.
What is it? What do you mean? What does the entry fee mean?
For that size of unit on the first floor.
Yeah.
That means if I moved in today, I could get it for 280.
Yeah.
Instead of 500. And what they do is they increment it slowly over time. So it rewards the people that go to move in and say, okay, I just need to store my stuff for 3 months. But it punishes
okay.
the people that are the loyal customers
the
trying to store shit. Yeah.
I got you. Oh, okay, I got you. So they give a good it basically works as an introductory rate for long-termers plus a good deal for just people short-termers.
Yeah, it's like, well, how can I do this? And the guy says, well, one way you could do it is rent another new unit and then move in from one unit to
the
other
rent
unit
the one across the hall,
and then
yeah.
do it every 6 months. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm old. I don't want to lift all this shit again. Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I got to hire someone to move all this
oh
stuff.
Oh, my God. No. This is terrible shit.
Did you see what's in there?
Yeah, that's bullshit.
That is ridiculous. I got The Great Seal, number one, from Narwhane Publishing.
Great Seal?
Yeah. S-E-A-L. I know
yeah,
nothing about
never heard anything about this.
Oh, I had a $6.49 cover price. I don't know. Looks good.
Working
good
in a vaulted tradition of paranoiac fantasy, giving relief to populist anger, the Great Seal reveals the truth behind corporate America's
Ooh.
Disquieting financial triumph and unstoppable march to global domination. Satan!
Says that, Satan?
Yeah, Satan.
Oh, so it's about how Satan is controlling.
It's a conspiracy book. I don't know. It's so fucking weird.
We'll have to see what the crazies have to say.
You're going to read it and you're going to join a cult.
I got yeah, that's right. Mike, you wouldn't believe what's going on behind our eyes that we don't know about.
Yeah, you're going to be like, I'm in a cult now.
They're keeping children in the basement of pizza parlors.
Fucking during football games, they're advertising Scientology stuff now. What the fuck is that?
Ugh. I don't know how that's.
We know around. That's fucked up already because there's been accounts of it, but.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Yeah, that's scary.
Yeah.
I got an issue of Hellblazer that I needed.
Yeah.
Got a couple issues of Gem, Son of Saturn.
Oh! One of DC's biggest flops.
And these two issues, I didn't know that Klaus Janson like did the finished art on them. I was like, dang, I didn't know that.
On Gem, Son of Saturn?
Yeah, just like a couple of the issues. But it's only a 12-part series, so I might as well just get them all.
Yeah, I have it.
I figured you do. Oh, here's a good one. I got John Sable Freelance, number one, from IDW Comics.
Oh, any of the John Sable stuff is great.
Yeah, I decided to pick that one up, even though I'm getting the Kickstarter hardcovers, because I don't know if they'll get to the IDW stuff.
Probably not. I know they're having trouble with the second volume. I keep getting emails.
Yeah, I think that. Did he have some health trouble? Is that what it was? Like
no,
here,
somebody died. Somebody died in his immediate family.
Family, yeah, that's right.
And then there was some issues with the printer, I think. But
yeah. Oh, speaking of which, did you see the emails about the Elizabeth Bathory?
Yeah, that was weird.
Collection.
I want the. Are we supposed to send a response? What's the default?
Yeah, I think I don't know what the default is. Yeah, so what? So for this Kickstarter, it collects the what's that guy's name?
I don't know. It's an Eros. But did you reply?
No, I haven't yet. I wanted to talk to you about it. So what happened was the guy who runs the Kickstarter, the publisher, he sent the files to the publisher and they sent back, you know, here's what it's going to look like, the proofs or whatever, and he noticed that the in some of the panels there's the text had been shrunken down to fit the bubble and it was too small. It wasn't too small to read, but it's pretty small, so he increased the size of the bubbles and then sent it back to them, but they ended up printing the first files he sent, not the updated ones. So now he's given the option, you can either, so he got like a shipment of the first version, but he's going to go back to them and say, hey, you sent me the wrong version, you know, you need to reprint this. So he's given us the weird option that you're either selecting the misprinted version, which we can get now, or wait for the corrected version.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just send me both. what are you going to do with those extras? I don't know.
You can't really tell from the mail, though, like, what the difference is. Could you? He gave a print.
It's hard to tell. On the screen, it's hard to tell what it's going to look like in print, I guess. I don't know. What are you going to do?
You don't know. I don't know, because I wonder if he knows for sure if the print company said, we'll just redo them all. Like, that's a fucking lot of money. This is a hardcover. Fucking
I know.
A lot of pages. Like, Oh, we fucking got the font right. Well, fuck you. You're gonna have to pay us. We're not gonna do it over again.
Yeah,
Like, I don't
because
know. So,
they could also say, well, here, we'll give you back like part of your money or whatever.
right. There's probably gonna be some kind of compromise, and then we might not never get our book. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
That's what I was kind of hoping,
I'm glad you mentioned it, 'cause I fucking totally forgot about it.
I was hoping to put it off until maybe, like he might have an update. Yeah, I was
Yeah.
expecting him to not ask this question until he heard back and from them and knew what was going to happen. Yeah, it seems like you're taking a risk now. But I assume
Yeah.
that if it falls through, he'll just send the original ones. I don't know. It's a weird situation for sure.
Yeah, I forgot that.
And
Forgot about
honestly,
that.
I'd be probably happy with either version. So,
Well, it depends on how small it is. Like,
as long as it's legible.
if like some of the lettering in the Faust thing, it really annoys me. The cursive writing and stuff.
Oh, the handwriting. Yeah, the
It got
handwriting is.
better, but there were in the earlier issues, it was horrible.
Yeah, it was real hard to read, for sure.
And it's still kind of hard. Like, there's always like one word I have trouble with. Like, what
Yeah.
are they fucking saying there? And then it's like fucking Wheel of Fortune, right? I'm like, can I guess what that word is? Fill it in.
It's ass. I got here's a good one. Okay, so in addition to the Walmart books, this guy apparently got some Kickstarters that he didn't want anymore. So I got Miss Medusa's Monstrous Menagerie, which actually looks pretty good. I'm like, oh, this kind of looks
What was
cool.
what's the publisher on that one?
It's just a Kickstarter.
Oh.
Oh, it says, well, there is a publisher. Oh, I can't read that. Where's my glasses? It's Unlikely Heroes.
Ah.
But it's you could tell it's a Kickstarter because on the back of the backing
What is the
board,
title of it though?
Miss Medusa's Monstrous Menagerie.
This sounds familiar. I wonder if I supported
And
it.
this is number two, so I'm gonna have to get number one, in which rubes fuck around with fairies and find out. But I could tell it was a Kickstarter because on the back of the backing board, there's a postcard and a metal bookmark. Like a metallic bookmark. Oh, it's a metal bookmark.
No, I didn't get this, but God dang, it sounds familiar.
You might have, maybe it was one you saw but
No,
decided against.
the one I saw had a cover that looked like Kirby with this green woman on the cover.
Ah. But I'm curious, like, if you're gonna sell, if you didn't want your Kickstarter anymore, you're gonna sell it back, or you're gonna sell it to Half Price Books, wouldn't you keep the bookmark, the metallic bookmark?
I would. Those are
It's metal.
awesome. I like
It's
the
like steel.
metallic. What'd you get it for? A buck? What did you
Yeah, a
buy
buck.
these for? Yeah.
Yeah, a buck. So I'm like, dang. Actually, I kind of like that. I'm like, maybe I should do a liquor metal
I like those
bookmark
metal
thing.
bookmarks. They're like weapons too. You could probably like slash somebody's throat if you needed to with that
I think you
thing.
could. I think you could.
They look dangerous as fuck. I have a couple of them with sexy women on it. But
Yeah, this one's got some evil looking. I don't know what they are. Probably Miss. No, it's not Miss Medusa. Some kind of orc of some orcs of some sort. And some fairies. Anyway, so that one will be good because if it's any good, then I can pay attention to the next Kickstarter. I got a power pack that I was missing. Oh, here's another Kickstarter. The price. Dauntless Stories. It's never too steep. No idea. I know it's a Kickstarter though, because I looked it up.
Is it 215 ink?
No.
Yeah, it's, I only have, I don't have that one in my database.
Ah. Ha 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 ha. The roads not taken, traveling tales from comic experience. This is like a trade, which I don't know, and this is Sourcepoint Press. I don't know if this was ever solicited. It must have been. Maybe? Or maybe it was just Kickstarter.
Roads not taken?
Yeah, roads not taken, traveling tales.
Interesting.
I don't remember it being solicited. I'm pretty sure it was a Kickstarter.
Yeah, you have most of my Sourcepoint Press in there, but not that.
I got a Soul Saga I was missing. Splat. Oh, here's another Kickstarter. Warp Hustler
Ooh.
from Laguna Studios. Ooh, and it comes with stickers.
What was the soul one again? Soul Catcher?
Soul Saga. That was the Image Stephen Platt one.
There's a Steven Platt one that I don't know about.
Don't know about Soul Saga?
I don't have any of those.
Think he did the internal art. I'm about to pull it out.
Yeah, he did.
Yep, created and written by Stephen Platt and Christian Lichtner, penciled by Stephen Platt.
Year is 2000. Yeah, I don't know. That's when I was in s pretty sane. That one I'm pretty interested in because of Platt.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't have that already.
Soul Saga. What was the Kickstarter?
Warp Hustler.
It has a good name.
The artist on it is Martin Simmons. So that's a big one. Because he's a pretty big name. Yeah, this looks great. I'm excited to read this one. I'm surprised the publisher didn't pick this up. I guess Laguna Studios, I don't know. I don't know if they could.
Success isn't publishing anymore. Like, I think if you could do a successful Kickstarter, that's
True.
pretty successful.
That's true. Oh, I got another bad idea. I finally got Whalesville.
Oh, I thought you had that one. I
I didn't have that one.
thought we covered it.
No. Unless I just don't remember. No, I don't. I haven't read what not Whalesville. We have covered some other ones. The last one is Yakuza.
Yakuza.
From Image, or not from Image Comics, Eclipse Comics. And this one actually inked by Jimmy Palmiotti.
Ooh.
Interestingly enough, I think this is a spin-off of Ninja or something like that. Some good stuff. I was happy to find those Kickstarters.
Oh, I found that vampire movie.
Oh.
Parasite Lady.
That sounds like a manga.
It's terrible. Me and Barb, I'm saving it for Barb to watch.
Tell him where to find
Yeah, it's on Tubi. He knows. He's the one that told me it's probably on Tubi.
Parasite Lady.
You gotta remember, I have one working ear and I can't hear you all the time. No, I did listen to it. I just didn't think of going to look at my recently viewed movies and seeing what it is. Parasite Lady. It's an awful movie.
Let's see, the review says, a brilliant and immersive experience. The whole thing is akin to dipping a toe into another world. I loved especially the use of color and lighting in this.
Oh my God.
At times hallucinogenic and at others strangely calm.
Who wrote that? The writer?
Yeah,
Chris Alexander?
probably the director.
It has 4.8 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's too high. It doesn't have a lot of words. So this woman, basically, she looks like a space, like, pirate, space vampire. She sleeps in a coffin that has a window in it, so she doesn't seem to be like susceptible to light. She goes out during the day, and she walks during this carnival. There's like a cool carnival. That's the best part of the movie, is
I love carnival movies.
wherever they shot the carnival, it looks like a cool place. Like, that's a cool carnival.
I want to watch it just
So
for the carnival.
yeah, so they have the carnival, and she like walks the boardwalk and finds a woman, and then she like hypnotizes her like Bela Lugosi style, takes her back to her place, and then cuts her neck, and she like sticks her nails in her neck, and then she like sucks the blood from her nails. I don't know what she does. And then it plays all this, it's like psychedelic music, like and then it like the screen just like flashes red, purple, like psychedelic, I'm gonna have a seizure type thing. And then it rinse and repeat. It keeps on happening over and over again. And then I guess in the morning she feels dirty and she showers, and it just shows her there in the shower with her boobies with some music going, and it's just gives her boobies and a close up on her boobies, and then it starts all over again. She goes, picks up a girl, does it, brings her back, and there's like not hardly anything. There's like four words in the
No
whole
story,
fucking
yeah.
movie. Yeah. I was like, man, this sounds like a Bomer script. Bomer's like directing it, saying, "Shut the fuck up! I don't want any words in this."
The whole point of this is to not have any words.
The whole point is, it's an artistic view, and we're gonna have people have seizures and look at boobies every now and then. I can't believe this. What kind of view? I want to see some ratings on user reviews. Is there more than 10 out of 10?
Yeah, that's something I was
Fuck.
looking. I was reading. Yeah, it's a brilliant and immersive experience.
This is a bullshit fucking review if I've ever seen one.
I also
Like
like
this.
this review got one thumb up and four thumbs down.
I put a. Oh, it says error. I couldn't do it because I'm not logged in, I guess. It says there's 8 reviews. Come on, where's the other reviews?
Yeah.
Useless. Unless you are into real artsy, nothing else, turn around now. I'm sure there is drama teacher out there thinking this is a work of art for elites, but not for us normal folks. Run. Talk about low budget. I bet the Motel 6 rental was their biggest expense. And their script, what script? I'm sure there was a storyboard, probably a dozen or so slides, but other than that, come on. You read more signs than anything else over the 42 minutes. I'm pretty sure there wasn't a single word spoken. There was some words spoken, though. Oh, there are thespians that would love to spend 42 hours talking about the symbology and
I think
what
he
the
meant the
drama film,
symbolism.
yeah, would give high marks. And if that's what you're into, be my guest, but outside of the Actors Guild, this probably has little or no value.
Also known as Full Moon Does Art House Horror. That's funny. It's
Some
short, though.
people some
This is
people
short.
like this. This is crazy.
Yeah, you're always gonna have pretentious people who.
No, but this Bill, there's pretentious. I made it through fucking I made it through that The Witch, and I made it through Antichrist. And this puts them all to shame. This is fucking horrible.
Yeah, I guess at least those had a point to their pretentiousness. It sounds like this one doesn't even have like a payoff.
No, this is a movie that if you capture a prisoner and you play this movie in front of them, they would kill themselves.
They would be
But they,
scared straight.
yeah, this is awful. I'm gonna make Barb
Say,
watch it.
say, I'm not going to commit any more crimes, I promise. Just don't make me watch that again.
Oh man. I think they're generous, but this is crazy. It doesn't feel like a full moon movie for sure at all. Except for the low budgetness of it, you
Yeah,
know.
it's weird that it's only 42 minutes. It's almost like it must have been like a friend of the owner of Full Moon, and they're like, "Hey, I made this student film or whatever." It's like, "Yeah, I'll release it."
Yeah, it's weird.
That's a guess. I will have to check
Parasite
it out.
lady.
I'll just watch the carnival scene and then I will stop.
It made me want to visit the carnival, that's for sure. Like I like that she's cruising the boardwalk at this place. It's not like a carnival, like a freak show carnival thing. It's more like a boardwalk
Like a Coney Island
amusement
type thing.
thing. Yeah. Like a retro Coney Island boardwalk.
Like the Warriors.
Yes, more like that.
She's cruising. She, she...
Or like Lost Boys. Like carnival, I think you're thinking freak shows and stuff like that. It's not like that.
I know, I like
No,
Carnival movies
but there
too.
might have been like
Probably just haunted house or
Madam
something.
somebody or another reading your palm kind of thing and you know like that kind of
Yeah, palm
stuff.
reader, sure. Haunted house.
Yes, definitely.
I love ch movies about traveling carnivals. There's so few of them.
There was one recently that hit the theaters. What the fuck was that?
I don't know. I should see more carnival movies.
Yep.
So what else did you do over break? Anything? So I mean, you already saved a life, read over a
No,
thousand comics.
it's just depressing. It's great to see family and stuff, but it's depressing seeing everybody get so old and fall into that paradigm of where their whole week is in a mode of going to doctors.
That's how you know you're old when you get together with family and friends and everyone's talking about their health problems.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. A fact of life, I guess. We are creatures that have an expiration date.
Yeah,
That's
sadly.
your affirmation of the day.
There you go. I did get a few comic books. I got a Looney Tunes number 230 from Dell. It's a 10 center. I
Oh,
got a Huckleberry
nice.
Hound number 2 from Charlton. I got a Beetle
Nice.
Bailey number 82 from Charlton. A
Woohoo!
number 103.
Deal belly.
I
Woohoo!
got some Ren and Stimpy.
Oh, let me see if I have any Ren and Stimpies. I was never the biggest Ren and Stimpy fan.
I used to love it. And I read the comic book and I was like, fuck, this is so good.
I only have one issue.
I have the first one with the scratch and sniff cover. And
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I
now
think my brother.
now I have these other ones. So if I could pick up like a Marvel Comics Ren and Stimpy or Beavis and Butthead or Alf, I will when I run across him.
Yeah,
S
I would probably do the same.
I got a Swing with Scooter number 30.
Oh,
It's like an
Scooter.
Archie type DC comic. We talked about this in the show. I got a Windy and Willie, which is
Oh, yeah. That the Dobie Gillis
continuation
one?
of the Dobie Gillis, yeah.
Yeah.
And then a couple of Jerry Lewis's, 114 and
Oh,
124.
there's good stuff you're getting.
Yeah.
Oh,
I've been getting into the funny book mo move
I
like
love those
stuff lately.
old funny book comics.
I have been so seeking out on eBay a first appearance of Scooby-Doo and first appearance of Flintstones,
Oh,
and they just seem out of reach.
when were those?
Because you can't get a V like
What are
Scooby-Doo,
those? Like, who
you can't
published them and when?
get a Scooby-Doo for under a grand at VG for a VG book. So if you type in first appearance, I don't remember. I think it's either Gold Key or Scooby-Doo.
Here we go. Oh, that's for
Yeah, it's
Smart
Scooby-Doo number
Tickets.
one from 1970. But look at this. This is a 1.8 for $699. This one is a 6.5 for $2,000. It's fucking insane. This one's a good, a 2.5, no CGC grade. It looks like shit. It's missing a staple. $700.
What's the
So,
title?
Scooby-Doo number one from Gold Key
Oh, Gold Key.
from 1970. And I man, I was like, I want to get this. And then Flintstones is another one that's hard to reach. Wow, this one has a bid on it. That one looks like shit, but maybe I could bid on it. This one's a little bit more affordable, but once you get to the 4.5s, they're like $650. So they're kind of, for a 6.0, it's $1,500. So it's expensive for a good condition book. You could get a 1.0 or a 1.5 water damaged for like probably under 100.
Like a piece of garbage. 1.0.
Yeah. And then I was gonna look for the Jetsons, but that one's a little bit more reachable, but
Yeah, I can see
that
that.
one's 300.
Don't think I have any Scooby-Doo. I know I have a Flintstones comic. Not number one, though.
But I wanted to get the first appearances of them this year, and I don't think I'm gonna do it. Maybe the Jetsons, maybe. Or if I could get a really shitty Flintstones one.
Yeah, I just have.
You wouldn't think that those books would have such a high demand, like, but they do.
I would. I mean, the price is probably more than I would have
No,
expected.
but nobody in podcasting or anybody talks about fucking the Flintstones.
No, but I mean, Scooby-Doo, Flintstones, those are like classic characters from everyone's childhood, you know?
Yeah, I would love to get the Looney Tunes. So now I've redirected it to first appearance of Cry for Don. I'm becoming a Lisner fan. I always told you
Hey,
I
you
get
didn't like
tired
him.
of his boring, but lately, god damn, he's like doing some great James Bond covers and
Doing a
Jimmy
lot of those,
Palmiotti
yeah.
covers, and they look gorgeous. They're just beautiful.
Cry for Dawn number one. Do I have that? I probably have that.
I just ordered a Dawn number one that should come in this week because they talked about it on Comic Kayfabe, and I was like, oh man, this thing looks beautiful. I got to get a copy of this. Got to see some guy eating an apple for four panels, and he looks so beautiful.
I like the original Cry for Dawn stuff because it was black and white. And man, listeners' art in black and white is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. This was color, but
yeah, I always liked him.
So the biggest series that I completed this year in 2023 was Silver Surfer Volume 1 and Captain America Volume 1. Now I want to still finish my Spawn, which I wanted to do last year, but I better just do it before they get out of reach.
I'm waiting for them to come back down in price.
Not the ones that I want, though, will come back down.
And
so.
I need the same ones as you.
I think I want to do Spawn. I want to do Submariner. I want to finish Submariner Volume 1. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what else, but those are Aquaman Volume 1. I did see Aquaman, the movie, Aquaman... The Lost Kingdom.
Yeah.
I thought it was fantastic.
Really?
I liked it more than the first one. So that was a really good one.
Huh. Interesting.
They said it was a flop, but I don't think it's already in the profit range, so I don't see how it could be too much of a flop. They're 50 million dollars off of the estimated budget.
I don't know if that includes advertising.
Or 66
budget.
Million. I don't know.
Who knows how these people work? I don't know. I'm not excited to see it. How much did it make?
I wasn't too excited to see it either, but I thought it exceeded my expectations by a lot. Like, It looks phenomenal. The story is fantastic if you're an Aquaman fan. Because you know in the comics that Black Manta killed Arthur Jr. and set the marriage into a tailspin. This isn't that, but it's got some of that storyline in it. So, if you're an Aquaman fan, this is pretty good fan service. And it even ties into the Atlantis Chronicles by Peter David. So, it is pretty fucking cool. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, that's cool.
I also liked the Iron Claw, which is a wrestling movie.
Oh, that the Von Erich movie?
The Von Erich movie.
I do want to see that.
I didn't realize it was so fucked up. Like, how tragic they've...
It is a sad story.
Well, it's like you have a father that's kind of forces them all into this world. And there's like six kids. One died at an early birth. Or no, he died in an electric... They don't have this in the movie other than they mention it. I had to do research to find out this kid got electrocuted early on in his life. I don't know how that happened, but I think he was like 5 or 6 and electrocuted himself in the house.
Wow.
And then you have Kevin. Who's the other one? Kevin? Keith? Is it Keith? Mike, and I can't remember the other one. But one of them dies from like an intestinal kind of his intestines explodes in Japan or when he's on tour with Ric Flair. And he was the one that was the second brother. I think he was going to become very popular because he was doing this tour with Ric Flair, but then he died. And then I can't remember if it's Keith or Kevin or I can't remember all their names.
Carry.
Carrie, thank you. Carrie was in the Olympics. Like he was training for the Olympics when they got boycotted for the discus. And he came back into the family and well, he couldn't go to the Olympics because it got boycotted by the United States because of the shit that was going on with Russia. But he came back into the, he became big, so he started favoring him over
Yeah,
Kevin.
he became the biggest.
So he became the biggest, and then he freaking loses his leg, like his foot. He loses his leg because he wins the championship belt and then gets in an accident and then hides. This is the part that we had to do research because we're me and Barb were like, I don't remember him losing a leg. He hid it for a long time. So people didn't know that he had an appendage.
Oh, should just wear boots or whatever.
Yeah, he wore like a boot appendage. And he was addicted to like painkillers because he was in constant pain from that thing.
Yeah.
And he kills himself. And then there's another brother in there that was a scrawny one that we they don't even have in the movie that got to 15 or 16 and he killed himself because he was like 5 foot something and he couldn't get into the wrestling
Yeah.
world and he would break his bones and stuff. And then Mike, who had the incident in the ring with the wrestling where he hurt himself really bad, and he went for surgery for a rotator cuff, and then he went into shock and went into a coma for a while, and then he killed himself. So it was like, fuck.
It's a
The only one that's left is like
tragedy.
Kevin.
This is a crazy story. I'm glad they
It's a
finally made it
crazy
into a movie.
story.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's that was a good movie. Zac
No.
Efron, man, I can't believe he didn't even look like
Nah,
Kevin.
he boofed
He
up.
looked more like Carrie. Like the actor that played Carrie,
Yeah.
like he even said when I showed up and I had worked out, he said I showed up proud and I was like, fuck,
Yeah.
you know, I'm gonna do this acting role good. I'm gonna look like
Yeah,
Carrie.
look at me. I'm
And
so
then he saw
swole.
Zach and he was like, he went into a depression. He's like,
It's like, oh,
Zach looks
crap.
more like Carrie's body did. Because Zac Efron, I don't know if you've seen him, but he looks like the fucking
I
Hulk.
see it. Yeah,
Oh my God.
got crazy
And I forgot
big.
that Kevin, like, Barb had to remind me because we weren't together when we watched those. It was like, I used to watch it like on Saturday nights or Saturday mornings. And
Yeah,
it
I think
was
it was
always
on,
the.
yeah, weekend
It was always the
day
Von
thing.
Erichs versus. I remember it being on like Fox for me or something. Like.
Don't know if it's on Fox, but I think it was on what, like the UHF channel.
Yeah, it was probably UHF. But UHF was Fox at one time.
Yeah, it was.
Like, Fo it
But
became.
it was before Fox.
Yeah, but it was on that station that became
Yeah,
Fox.
that's probably likely.
They, it would be the Von Erichs versus the
Yeah,
Thunderbirds.
Thunderbirds were really big back
And
then.
it would be like the three, and I was like, I would watch it all the time. Like I thought it was the shit, right? So like when I saw this movie, I didn't like know a lot of the history other than I kind of phased out of it. You know what I mean? I phased out of wrestling until it was The Undertaker and Hulk Hogan
Till
and
yeah, WWE came.
Ric Flair was still around going, Woo!
He's still
Woo!
around.
He's still around. But yeah, it was a pretty crazy story.
Yeah, I definitely want to see that one.
I forgot he did barefoot. Like he, I it seems insane to me. Like somebody would step on your fucking feet all the time.
Yeah, there are some wrestlers who did bare feet. I think like some of the martial arts based wrestlers used to do go barefoot.
Yeah.
so they can do their kicks.
But it was a good film. I liked it a lot.
Cool. Yeah, I was planning on going to the theater over break, but never got around to it.
I saw that movie Gran Turismo, which is based on the true story about those people that play the video game that they got to actually do the race cars.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
Oh, yeah, I remember a trailer for that one.
I saw Rebel Moon.
I haven't watched that yet.
That was good. I liked it quite a bit. I liked it a lot more than the people that were complaining about it. Maybe I liked it because I thought went in with low expectations, but it was like a revamped Battle Beyond the Stars for me. So I was like, this is cool. Because as a kid, I loved Battle Beyond the Stars, which was really just like a Magnificent Seven in space. I thought that was good. I saw a movie called Obsession, which is like a Fatal Attraction type thing.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty decent. I saw another Charles Bronson film called White Buffalo, where he played Wild Bill Hickok.
Was this a new one that became available? I thought you'd watched all of the ones you could find.
White Buffalo was on a different...
You found
it wasn't
some other streaming service?
I think it was on Freevee.
Okay.
Which is part of Amazon.
Yeah, I think Amazon bought them.
And what else did I see? Once Upon a Time in the West. I think I already talked about that one. But, yeah, and now I'm watching... I actually finished watching Berlin, which I thought was fucking amazing.
I started watching Berlin.
The thing that I don't know how this writer does it, but he fucking does it like where he gets you in these really tense moments. Like you're like, oh, fuck. How are they going to get out of this? Like, how are they going to get out of this?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm amazed that he could keep doing that with heist movies, you know?
Still make it interesting, yeah.
In Berlin, the actor, he just amazes me because this guy's a fucking asshole. Like, he's an asshole that I root for. Like, he's...
That's the whole premise of...
No, but he is a dick. Like, he is a true, dick.
Dick among criminals.
Yeah. Like, I love to hate him, but I actually root for him, you know, like
he's so good at what he does.
Well, he in both Berlin and Money Heist, the way he defines love is kind of amazing. Like, because in Money Heist, he was with women and he was with men and he was in this one he falls in love with another woman, but it's just fascinating to me the way he looks and becomes immersed with love at the time. But to him, it's like a passing thing. Like,
right.
Love is true love for him, but it's not meant to be there all the time.
Yeah,
like
it has an expiration date.
Yeah, it's so weird. And I love the characters they have in this one. They're very similar and likable as they had in Money Heist.
Yeah, I've only watched the most of... I don't think I finished the first episode yet, but... Yeah, so in the first... So, for those who don't know, this is a spinoff of Money Heist. It takes place...
A prequel.
Yeah. And it's Berlin putting together a team to pull off a job.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to meet all the new people.
One older guy and two young girls and two young guys essentially compromise the team.
Yeah, that'll be my new exercise show. Which My exercise show has been, oh shit, what's it called? Is it The Haunting of Bly House? Is that what it's called?
Oh yeah, that's the next one.
Yeah, the one after.
Actually, not the latest one, but
I think it's the one after the other house one that he did.
Yeah, I haven't. I don't know what it is about those one movies, but I start them and then I just don't finish them.
This one, Bly House. I wish, I don't know. It's dragging a little bit.
Well, they said that Bly House is the slowest of the three.
It's
you know
really
who's a
slow.
Big fan, a real big fan of that director writer, is a Rob.
Yeah.
Rob Krieger. He loves those things.
Yeah, I think he's watched all of them, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's watched all of them, including the Pit and the Pendulum or whatever the latest one is.
Yeah. Yeah, Bly House is, it's good, but it's slow. It's a slow burn. But I think I'm nearing the end. But so far, not much has happened. it's a nice character story, I guess, but I like some of the characters.
Oh, I watched a movie called Honeymoon. Have you ever heard of this movie?
I don't think so. It's a kind of a generic name, so. Is it old? 60s?
It's 2014.
70s? Oh, 2014. Nope. But who's in it? Walter Matthau.
No, I don't.
Goldie Hawn.
There's nobody popular in it. One of the actors, I think, might be in the TV show Psycho, but I don't remember. Or Bates Motel is the TV show. But I'm not sure. He looks a lot like him.
Mm-hmm.
Might not be him. But it's a movie where a couple just goes on a honeymoon in a cabin and crazy shit happens. But it's very innovative because I can't even tell you what it's about without like fucking spoiling it because it's fucked up. It's fucked up. And you end up like it's one of those movies that like you want to talk about and discuss it in deep depths, but you can't without like giving away everything.
Yeah.
So I can't really say it, but
I'll add it to my queue.
I actually think it's like a it's masterful in the terms of the horror genre because you don't really get a resolution and you don't really know what it is, but it's fucked up. Like it is so crazy. Like I can guess what it is. Like I think I know what it is, but it's something you have to discuss. I think.
Interesting.
And it's not as deep as I'm making it, but the horror aspect is done really well because it could be your worst nightmare. Like if you just got married and went on this honeymoon and you notice this weird shit that your wife is doing. And then it's like, what the fuck is happening? You know, this is terrible.
Interesting.
Yeah. I saw that on Hulu.
Yes. It looks like it's on Hulu. A couple things, but yeah, Hulu. I added it to my queue.
One thing I realized over the break, like, because Barb had to go back to work. I didn't. Because she's going back to Albuquerque this coming week. So she needed to save her vacation.
Yeah.
But one thing I realized is I really keep busy when I'm fucking off. Like, I'm either doing, like, chores or stuff. And one thing I found out I like doing is cooking. I kind of enjoy it. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I was making dinner every night. And I don't mind doing that. Like, I'll do that. Not doing tasks and stuff. I can keep busy. Like, I don't think I'm going to get bored in retirement. That's for sure. I could just sit there and watch Charles Bronson movies all day. He's fucking great.
Know you are a fan.
I'm a huge fan. I just got distracted with Berlin, or I'd keep doing it. But Berlin, I kind of more or less mer I was exercising to it, but then I was watching it later, and I sort of marathoned it in 3 days, essentially.
I'm just gonna watch it as my that's my exercise show.
I try to do that, but it would always end like in a cliffhanger,
Yeah.
and then I couldn't like.
Couldn't break
You
away.
can't hold. Yeah, I couldn't break away. It was like, oh my God, how? What the fuck? And then I would keep playing it, and then I would end up watching the next one, and then that would end in a cliffhanger, so I'd start the
Just keep
next one.
watching.
So it
So
was
they get
almost
you.
like watching 2.5 episodes a day, you know? Because I would always have to like watch the next 10 minutes of the following episode, and then if I got capped. Caught in it, I would just keep watching it. But it's so good.
Yeah, I'm happy that they decided to continue with at least something in that world.
Then we started watching Ahsoka.
Okay.
And all the thing that I can say about that is, God, I'm so glad I watched every cartoon of Clone Wars and because they give you all these characters, and it's like if you're watching this and you never saw the cartoons of Re Rebels and Clone Wars, it's like you don't get all of like their backstory or know where they came from. So it's like you missed years worth of fucking story, you know, that you're popped into this world now, which takes place after all that. And it's like I just don't know how.
So you want to
You
enjoy
can.
it as much?
Oh, hell no.
Yeah.
I was telling Barb, like, you don't know how awesome Chopper is. Like, Chopper makes R2-D2 look like absolute shit. Like, you gotta watch. You can't gain an appreciation when you see Chopper on the screen and know what that's
What
Chopper.
he's done, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all the characters from Rebels, well, there's a handful of them in there that are in it, and you're like, holy shit.
Well, I'm sure they made it so you can understand and enjoy it without knowing that stuff, right? Because, I mean, is their backstory critical to understanding the plot of the new one, or is it just
The back.
add to your experience?
I think it just makes it so much better,
Yeah.
but because you don't get like that oh shit moment
Right.
when you just see him on the screen, you're like, oh fuck, they brought them in here.
Yeah, so you're freaking out, and Barb's like, "What are you freaking
Yeah,
out
you don't know.
It's just a character.
Yeah, and over the break, I read a lot of Witchblade. I read a lot of like Golden Age Phantom. I read Tarzan. I mean, I was reading a lot of digital stuff that I could see on the app. I almost completed Spawn the Dark Ages, which is the shit. I think it's really good. I just got into the Steve Niles and the next arc, and it was really good. But there was a lot of series like I wrapped up like Punisher. God damn, that was the Jason Aaron run of Punisher. That was the 12 issues where he was part of the Hand. Was fucking amazing, and it actually tied into Daredevil, which was Chip Zdarsky's run, and it was amazing, like so good.
Yeah, you've
Couldn't
talked
put
about that
it, couldn't put
before.
it down. Good.
I thought you'd read all
And
that
then the.
already.
I had read all the Daredevils, but I finished the Punishers over the holidays.
Okay.
And I finished some of the Daredevils. I hadn't finished all of the Chip Zdarsky's first volume and then started the second, but I didn't really get into where Daredevil was the Fist, which was going after the Hand, which got him in fights with the Punisher's group, because the pun he was the Punisher was in the Hand.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah. In all those Golden Age, like Golden Age Alan Scott, Golden Age Wesley Dodds, and Golden Age Jay Garrick, they're fucking amazing, man.
Yeah, I've heard good
Those
things
are
about
awesome fucking
what
comics.
those.
And I read issue one of Alan Scott, and then I was like, well, you know, that was really good. And then I read issue two, and I was just like fucking blown away that I had to go read the actual source material of the first one, because they just reprinted a replica of it, of Green Lantern, Alan Scott's Golden Age stuff. And I was like, man, they really did a good job of like understanding the origin and then retrofitting it. Like, it's a fantastic job, because it's kind of a convoluted thing. Like, how do you retrofit somebody's sexuality? Like, it wasn't till pre-New 52 that they made Alan Scott a gay man. And before that, he was a father figure, and I think his wife was Harlequin, and he had two kids. He had Jade and Obsidian. So they were part of Infinity Inc. But now, the way they're crafting, like, that he was always a gay man, oh, it's just fucking brilliant. And back in the 40s, like when he came out of the military, he, you know, being gay was like terrible. So he like even checked himself into Arkham Asylum. Like, it's just so fucking
So
good.
they're basically showing you the stuff that you didn't see back then because he was hiding it from everyone.
Yes.
So they're kind
But
of filling in the
they're like
gaps.
filling it in
Yeah.
because they changed it without explanation. Do you know what I mean? And they're like able to fill in all the details now. So it's like, it is really incredible. And then how it ties into the origin, if you read the old stuff, it's just phenomenal piece of work. And then the Jay Garrick one's fun because he has a daughter now, so it's like they're retrofitting a daughter that he never had, and that is amazing. And then the Wesley Dodds one is just, you know, it's just great. If you read Sandman Mystery Science Theater back in the day with Diane and Wesley Dodds, it was the shit. Like, it was awesome, and this one just kind of continues from that. So it's really good stuff.
Oh, does it? Yeah, I know I gotta see what I might have just ordered the first issue. That's
Yeah,
one I couldn't
they're
decide what to do
brilliant.
with that
They're
one.
brilliant. The one I thought I was gonna like the least, though, I like the most, which is the Alan Scott one.
Yeah, I think that's the one
Like,
that
that's
I've
just
seen getting
blown my mind.
rave reviews.
Yeah,
One of
just
them
so good.
am.
And I enjoyed the Batman Catwoman Gotham War. I read all the way through that event. That was pretty incredible.
How's the
What did
Gang War
you read
stuff?
over the holiday? Oh, the Gang War stuff, it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I read some stuff out of sequence because I wanted to catch up on Spider-Man, and I didn't realize, hey, there's like a fucking kickoff reading order. So I jumped into the war without knowing how the war blew up. Well, I sort of know how it started. Like, Hammerhead takes out Madame Mask, and he's being manipulated by Count Nefaria and Silvermane to like take over, and the Kingpin's kind of on the sidelines, and there's like a war of all the gangs in New York City that are just that all hell breaks loose, and it has to do with Robbie Robertson's son, because he's marrying Tombstone's daughter, which happens to be the new Beetle. Like, if you know the Thunderbolts, and there was a Beetle in the Thunderbolts. This is the second Beetle, which is Tombstone's daughter. So, yeah, it's pretty innovative, and I like it. Like everything I've enjoyed. The only thing I didn't care for is Zeb Wells had two people before the gang war, Doc Ock, and he had a Kraven story arc where they both had the same objectives, and it was to take down Norman Osborn, who's sort of reformed himself to be a good person. And they were just too similar in story arcs. Like they seemed to have the same objectives, and it was very strange. But other than that, I think Zeb Wells has done a fantastic job. I even like that stupid Spider-Man Rack Rep or whatever the fuck he is that looks like the Beast that's a Spider-Man that came out of the dark web. Like, he's very entertaining. Because if you know the output of the dark web, what is her name? Lalandra, and what is that world she used to live in or manage, magic in the X-Men? What is that thing called? The dark side or not? I can't remember where that mystical demon realm is, where all the demons are there, but
Yeah.
they're manifested out of the dark web, a huge tower that Madeline Pryor constructed, which sits in New York now. So that world exists, and that's where that Rack Reb or whatever the hell his name came from. So there's a lot of crazy shit going on in Spider-Man, and it's very entertaining. I just love fucking comics. I've even been reading a lot of Scooby-Doo, like DC's version of Scooby-Doo, and they're fucking amazing. Like
Oh, the team up
they
ones?
not the team-up ones, just the Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
And they're like watching the Saturday morning cartoon. They're just fantastic. Been reading a lot of comics. I really wish I could just fucking take the year off sabbatical and see how it goes. I wouldn't be able to buy any new comics, but I sure have a ton of shit to read, that's for
Catch up,
sure.
yeah. Oh, I know it. Don't I know it? I'm looking forward to
How about
that
your
as
break?
well.
What did you plow through? You had to do some stuff.
I did read through some stuff.
But you didn't write it down and you don't remember.
I wrote some stuff down. I read a couple of, what's her name? I think it's Julia Wirtz. She does Fart Party comic.
I don't know anything about the fart party.
She has one book. She does like autobiographical stuff. And she did one about her drinking problems. I can't remember what it's called. I think it has drinking in the name of it. That was good. And then she did another book, which w it's kind of like a book about New York City, where there's like a bunch of drawings of different sites in New York, and then she talks about like the history of a lot of the buildings and stuff. So I read that just because I don't know a lot about the history of New York and the buildings and stuff. So that was pretty interesting. There's a lot of I got that from the library. There are a lot of like drawings of the building, like what it used to look like and what it looks like today, like in the past and what it looks like today.
Yeah.
Let me pull up my notes here.
What is the name of the book?
I have no idea.
But it's not Fart Party.
Was it? It's not Fart Party. Let me look up Julia. It's not Fart Party. Julia Wirtz. It's called. Oh, the alcohol one was Impossible People. The New York one is Tenements, Towers, and Trash, an unconventional illustrated history of New York City. Whew.
Impossible people.
Impossible people's good. That's about her being an alcoholic and quitting drinking.
So that's more autobiographical.
Yeah.
My database is weird now, though. He put like this thing in to make it faster, and I like it, but I don't like it. It's weird. So like what it does is it looks at your database, and he has like columns in the metadata that say, okay, you have this image that's this resolution, right? And now he makes his database downloads with thumbnails, so they're like shitty resolution. But when you go into the app and you're actually mousing over the app, it downloads the latest high res. So it doesn't, so it's basically saying things that you visit, you want high res of, and the things that you don't, you'll have low res of, so you can store more. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's like lightning fast if you have high speed internet. Like mine basically didn't have a cover for Impossible People, but I just clicked on number one and it downloaded it in seconds. But that's how it works, but it's sort of weird. It's such a weird thing. Like yesterday I was trying to get a good image of Basic Instinct, and if you look at what I posted on face on
The Twitters,
Facebook
yeah.
or Twitter, the image is very blurry, and it's because it was a thumbnail and it wouldn't fucking download it. But once I went into the database again and re like refreshed itself and then knew I needed to download the high res ones. So I had watched a lot of his videos while I was bagging and boarding comics, because he has like a YouTube live stream that's giving you hints
All
like
right.
on database. Yeah, he talks about his database all the time. He's pretty fascinating. Like he if you watch the New Year's episode, he breaks down like cost of comic books. Like he trended the cost of comic books in the database, like the cost of entry, like the price of a comic book going back from 10 cents all the way to current time. And it's crazy looking at the graph, because
Is
he
it
drew like,
adjusted?
yeah, he adjusted it for inflation.
Yeah.
So he had like an inflation line and he had the cost of the line. So you can see how the lines are like moving together.
Yeah.
And what it really does is it shows like a very abnormality thing. Like it looks like a linear line going up almost parallel. Like it's
So
going up really,
following
it's
inflation.
following like in a very high slope. It almost looks like a straight line going up, but not quite. It's probably like 30 degrees off, but the line is going like straight up. And then we have this time period in the 2000s when we hit the 399. It stayed the same or dropped because of the 299 for DC and stuff. So it actually took a plummet. And now, like, the 499 is sort of, it doesn't make the 499 look as bad when you look at the trend. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's very weird because the 499 sounds absolutely terrible to me personally. But when you look at it in terms of inflation and cost of and what things in the past and stuff have done, it makes a lot more
Well,
sense.
I know it's not that bad when I can look back at like a comic from like, I mean, comics from like 10 years ago are like $3, you know. It's
Yeah.
like, well, inflation's gone up more than that. Like we kept at the same level for a long time, I think.
Yeah, so it's still like crazy though. Like when you think about it,
I
$5
mean,
is a
it still
lot.
hurts, yeah.
So, yeah,
Fair enough.
I watched a lot of his videos, and I'll probably watch a lot more and try to participate, because I think I could find out a lot more stuff about how to mine my own database and see if I can get some features in there. Like I really want a feature in there where I scan stuff and I can assign a box at that time, because then I know in my database exactly where that fucking comic is and where it
Isn't
goes.
that why Bob Breital left that app?
No, Bob
'Cause
Breital
I thought
left.
he put in his location and then it was going to get deleted or something. Like he added like a custom
No,
column or something.
no. He left because some of his inventory was missing, like when it during one of those database conversions, and it
Okay.
was like a bug, so it like fucked up his database. And he said, "Hey, you got a problem." And Pete Bickford, for the longest time, says, "No, you don't know what you're doing." But Bob's a software guy too, and he's like, "No, I know what's going on.
Yeah.
There's something. You got a problem." And Bob is not gonna take shit from anybody, like especially when it takes you have the world records and you're fucking with it, right? So he basically left because he wasn't, and
He could he couldn't count on the reliability.
he did get a late a note later saying we found what your problem is, but he had already switched over to the other app.
Yeah. I thought it also had to do with the location. Maybe that's what screwed it up or something.
It might have been the cause of
His issue.
why his issue was missing.
Right.
Like why it went missing from, 'cause the database maybe scanned something and ignored something, or I don't know what it did.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But he
Yeah, it's cool that he
that's what
has
he does.
he's vis
That's
vis
cool that
that
he
kind of
does that,
visibility,
because
yeah.
that's what he does, is I want to go to his mentality, but I want it to be more seamless, because I don't assign boxes and I don't want to merge anymore, because merging is fucking painful as fuck. And it requires you to have empty boxes and
Yeah, it
take
sucks.
comics out of one box and put it into the previous box,
Yep,
and then
that's what I was doing.
oh
I don't
god,
know why
it's
I keep doing it.
awful.
I don't
Like
know
they're
why I keep doing it.
merging is ter well, you don't
Let's stop.
I would merge if I was still you. You all you have is a bunch of number ones. And you have
I
like
merge all the
stuff you
old. The number ones I don't
pick up.
merge. I don't merge number ones. But all the
But
old stuff I pick up, I merge.
you don't pick up a shit ton. Like imagine a flood of every single fucking DC comic that's ever published, and almost the majority of Marvel and Valiant and everything, and it becomes
Yeah,
too
you can't
ridiculous.
do it. I understand completely that the
It's
inflow's
not.
too. It would take you. It'd be a full-time job just inventory
Yes,
everything
I would
that's
just
coming
do
in.
that
Yeah.
all the time. You know, it's ridiculous, but
You just gotta do what Bob does and stick a number on each box and stick it into the database. Box 252.
what I want him to do is like, okay, I scan these, and then it like I hit okay, and then I want it to say what box do you want this in,
Right.
and then I could call it box HH or whatever I want.
Right.
And I know HH has that issue. And then every time I fill a short box, I know exactly what's in it, and it's really good to know that for insurance purposes and everything else, but you know where everything is.
Well, and for reading, because if you want to read a run and
Yeah.
it's spread amongst different boxes, that's the only way you're going to be able to do it.
Yeah. But so you read a lot of her stuff, and it sounds like it's really good stuff.
Yeah,
What else did
I
you
like her
do?
stuff. I read a trade, Star Trek Voyager, Encounters with the Unknown. Now
Oh, is this an IDW one?
it's a Wildstorm.
Oh, you're going previous to
Yeah,
IDW.
it collects I think let's see, four different I think three one shots and then a three part series. So there are three. They're all good. One of them I didn't really care for, which was one where where the holographic doctor went to a planet and it was like kind of like medieval times. There's like dragons and stuff. I didn't like that one as much, but the other stories were good. There's a probably the best one. There was an Abnett and Lanning one. That was really good. No surprise.
Yeah.
And then the last story was good, but it was weird because it was a very quick read. Like it wasn't, I think the authors are like novel writers or something, because
Yeah.
it was weird for a comic. Like the flow wasn't quite what it should be. It was a really good story though. So the overall plot was really interesting. Just the execution was a little questionable. It is interesting, though, to see.
So you fully watched all the episodes of Voyager,
Yeah, I've
do
watched all of Voyager.
you? Okay.
Yeah. So this is my revisiting them. It's interesting though to see the difference between comic writers in a collection like this, because it's the same characters just in different stories, and you can see there's a big difference in like
How they're
how
written.
they're written and how they flow and stuff. And you can definitely tell the Abnett and Lanning one was written by comic book writers.
Yeah.
So that was good. And then I don't know. I just read a bunch of one-offs, various things. Anything notable? I read the Predator versus Wolverine.
Number one.
Number one, which I liked it. That was, I think, let me remember. I think there was like different, like three different stories through three different time periods when Wolverine has faced the Predator. I liked it. It was good.
So you'll get the trade.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Definitely will read it. I don't know if I'll own it. You got to be pretty special to be owned in my new paradigm, which is running out of space for things.
Yeah.
You want to talk about some of the books we read?
Sure.
And I got to tell you, there's at least two, I think maybe three, 5 out of 5s for me.
Interesting.
So I don't know if you had any 5 out of 5s in this stack.
I had one for sure. I had a lot of 4 out of 5s, but the only one that made a 5 out of 5, I'll go ahead and tell you that one right now.
Yeah.
I really like Somna.
That was one of the
I
5 out of 5s.
just thought it was beautiful, and it was so well told. Like, as a witchcraft type, people burning at the stake and stuff, and she's caught up in this stuff, and her husband is the one that does the burnings and accusations and stuff. I found it interesting though how she tried to put the moves on him and he would just deny it. Like
Yeah, he's too busy. Yeah.
he didn't want none of that
I mean, to be
sex.
fair, he just,
Murdered
he
somebody.
found a woman guilty of witchcraft and burned her at the stake, so he's probably not feeling too amorous. And he's going to another town. He's going off to another town to. Is he like, was he evaluating another witch or something in the other town? I don't remember.
Yeah.
So this is like his
But
new.
I don't know what his, like, it doesn't say, like, what he does in his job. It only has him coming
I
home
mean, he says he's
and
a
her.
bailiff. So something, what is that? That's something
It
legal,
seems like,
right?
well, a bailiff is fucking bull in night court, right?
Don't know what it was back in the day.
I don't know what it was back when the witch burning trials, but.
An overseer custodian, a legal officer. So I mean, he's like a law type guy, a lawyer
Yeah.
type guy. But yeah, apparently, and this seems to be like a new thing for him, this witch thing. Like somehow he's become the expert on identifying witches, which is ironic because now his wife is starting to see visions and
Well, she's having
hiding it
like
from him.
sexual type visions now.
Yeah, about some
It's like some demon
dude
is there.
in black coming in.
But it's also fucked up. The thing that is really fucked up is the one guy. The one woman that's in the middle of the center of the city that's burnt to a crisp. Her husband is there having an affair with her best friend. That's pretty fucked. That's
But she
pretty
doesn't know
fucked
that because her
up.
friend hasn't told her
Well,
yet.
I thought she does know because didn't she go to the window?
Oh yeah, she Her friend didn't tell her, but yeah, that's right.
No,
she did
came.
discover it on her own, yeah.
She discovered it on her own.
That's right.
She kind of, I think, suspected something because they're next to the burning corpse and they're talking and she's like, I wonder if he's got a big dick or like
yeah,
this kind of like
comments, yeah.
She's like making comments like, I wonder how good he is in bed, you know? But she was fucking him like before the wife got killed.
Yeah, you gotta wonder if she had any part in her getting tried as a witch.
It is a beautiful fucking drawn book, man.
Yeah, the
Jesus, Tula Lute. The
Tula Lute just... art, like, so this is it's from Distillery. It's one of their the new book Distillery books, which are oversized. Which, man, I do love having oversized Tula Lute art, because some of these panels.
But even Becky Cloonan is no joke either.
Yeah, Becky. And so the other art
that's
is,
beautiful too.
Yeah. So the way it's done is. Tula Lute does the like dream artwork
sequences, yeah.
With the dude in the shadows, and they're very erotic, very sexy. The whole book is very sexy too. It's like, well,
yeah, very,
this is very
beautiful book,
sexy book. And then yeah, Becky Cloonan does the real life scenes, yeah, and her art,
the story,
yeah, fantastic as well. And then near the end, they kind of start crossing over because she starts to see the dude in real world now.
But I didn't want to like this book because I was like $8.99. Like,
it is.
I wanted to read it and say no, I'm not gonna do it. Like, but I'm gonna do it. Like, I want to read the rest of this.
You've
fucking
probably already
book.
Ordered the rest of them.
Yeah, I ordered number two for sure. Two.
But I mean, it's probably like what 40 pages or something.
Maybe 50. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, and it's oversized.
I'd
so I don't
think pages.
Price wise, so what was it? Yeah, $9. So it's like 2 issues worth price wise, and you're getting twice the content probably, and it's oversized. So, and it's too Lute art. So,
yeah, that was my 5 out of 5.
It was great. It was fantastic. Fantastic.
I have nothing but good things to really say about that. And everything else I enjoyed, highly enjoyed. But that was my 5 out of 5. Like, I read a couple things.
It says 56 pages. So that's actually that's a good deal. 56 pages, $8.99, oversize.
It's 20. It's almost 3 comics worth.
Yeah.
So if you look at it like that, it's a little more easier to swallow because a $3.99 comic book now is 20 pages or 22 pages.
The woman's face in the Tula Lute pages. Oh, she's so beautiful. My goodness.
But I just love Becky Cloonan's storytelling though, too. Like her words.
Yeah. She's always been good.
And her sequential panels are just fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tula Lute is very erotic. Mm. She knows how to get the erotic moments.
Mm-hmm. But the other one I gave 5 out of 5 to.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly, Violet Descends.
Faust.
Well, I don't give Faust anything. Faust is just Faust. I mean, Faust is.
Violet Descends.
Violet Descends.
It's a beautiful. It is a beautiful book. Like I didn't.
Gorgeous.
When I picked that, I had no intention other than. This book is still going on. Should I still keep getting it?
That's what I figured, yeah. That's what I assumed.
I thought it had a nice cover.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a $4.99. Again, it was a $4.99 book.
It was $4.99.
And I wanted to see, you know, is this something I want to keep investing $5 in? And I enjoyed it quite a bit. I didn't give it a 5 out of 5 like you, but I like the premise of it, and
I gave it a 5 out of 5.
I like
I liked the
potential of
story,
it.
and then the artwork was just surprised me, especially the coloring. Like, who was the colorist on this? Colorist.
Well, the writer
Erica
is Angel
Lugo.
Angel Fuentes is the writer. Yvonne Falcone is the artist, and Erica Lugo is the colorist.
Some of these pages.
And it is kind of an interesting religious type story because she's like an angel, and her job, you know, she has a job. And
yeah, she's one of the archangels, right?
Yeah, and she's sort of overseeing what this priest is doing, sort of.
She's the guardian of emotions. That's her.
Yep.
So there's, yeah, she's the sixth of seven archangels.
And she basically decides, I ain't going to do my job anymore. So that causes chaos, basically, because you're taking away emotion from all of this stuff. And the other archangels are, you know, still doing their jobs. And what does it mean to them? That's kind of the premise of the story.
Yeah, and the other archangels have to deal with the, like, there's earthquakes and stuff, and
yeah,
they have to deal with the repercussions of her quitting. And then
what's interesting too, because you have the interviews with the priest, right?
Yeah.
He's talking to that one kid that's masturbating. He's talking about to the other couple that can't have a child. And then one woman that has like a sixth sense and could see dead people. That one's interesting too, because
oh, on the subway.
I like the way that, well, not, I'm talking about prior to the subway. It shows the heavy kid that masturbates, and then it shows the couple, and then it shows right the next panel, it shows the girl that can see dead people, and he's basically saying, this is cockamanian sixth sense bullshit, Tiffany. But I like the way it's drawn, because she, the angel, is in each one of those pictures, like, she's there. And I like how she's drawn, because she's like, I can fucking see you. And she's like turning her head the other direction, because I think she's scared as shit. Like, she could see the angel there. And I really like the way that's drawn.
Yeah.
And then this, I think my son is gay. Please save his soul, because he's masturbating. My good for nothing husband can't get it up. Can you help? Honestly, how can you live with her? And she's the angel, and she's listening to this shit. She's like, what? What? Yeah, this was a good book. Like, the one thing I've realized is Blood Moon, I haven't read a Blood Moon yet that I've said, no, I don't like. I don't like this.
Yeah, it's interesting. They have been choosing some interesting things, I think.
And if you really break it down, like, I could see myself giving this a 5 out of 5, because this has a lot of levels of enjoyment, if not just the art, but the story is pretty interesting.
Yeah, and you got the priest who, he has some kind of demons inside of him, right? Is he like under some kind of demon control?
I didn't quite understand. He has demons, I think, but I don't know.
Yeah.
He can talk to the angel, though, too, I think. No, she can't. He can't.
No, I don't think he can see her.
Yeah, because she says, I just want to peek. Trust me, you don't want to. Yeah, he can see her. You don't want to do that. So she touches him, and she sees this, like, fucking demon in him. They're inside you. I can't. I'm so sorry. What I really think is happening is those people have all these stories, and they come to him as a priest, and he has to bear their demons, like, by listening to them. That's what I got out of
It
it.
could be. And then all the, because all this chaos is happening, all of the other archangels come down and lecture her. She gets to get introduced to all of the other archangels.
Well, he does have a possession thing too, like where that he goes to that demon baby and exorcises the demon out of
He
that
just
child.
basically just tells the demon to leave. He's like, "Get out of
Yeah,
here."
get out of here.
Yeah, I'm sure that priest will come
No,
into the
but
story.
like here's some like the dialogue gives a lot to the story 'cause as he's walking out, she says, "Father, I can't begin to imagine the things you have to deal with, but you of all people should know you are not alone." But I think he's bearing the demons of all the people that has perished. That's what I think is happening. And then when her emotions go, like the shitstorm happens, like the earthquakes and some of the angels are bearing much better, like they like the chaos, and others are more sympathetic to it seems like.
Yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, I like that. So you said that was one of your 5 out of 5s. What did you have any more?
I thought I had one more. Let me look here. Don't see any other ones. Oh. What was my other one? Oh, Beneath the Trees.
Oh, that's because I didn't read
Didn't
that
read
one.
that one.
I mean, this one is I mean, I don't know if you follow what's happening in back issue stuff, but this is a hit. This is a
Is
book
it?
that's going up in price and is in demand.
I'm not surprised. Actually, when I ordered, I was like, I should order two. Then I could sell one, get rich, and
But
retire.
how did you predict that off of the solicit? Like, how the fuck could you?
Because it's a horror book writ drawn in a the style of a kid's comic or like a storybook tale with animals.
And you said there's a lot of fucking people that like kids' books drawn in violent
Yeah, there's a
stuff
lot of
and.
people who like kids, retro kids, fairy book style comics. We like to see bodies cut into little pieces, which you get to see in this book.
So you'll have to tell me about this one because I didn't get it. And a lot of people that talk about it in the spec market don't understand the why it's so popular because they don't read it either. But
It.
so you'll have to tell us about it.
Yeah, so it's about this. I'm trying to. My notes are confusing me. Beneath the Trees, where no one sees female. That's not. It wasn't. That's not supposed to say no one sees. A poem. Wow. These notes are terrible. Autocorrect.
Did you have
This is
some
a
drinks that
mess.
night, Bill?
Well, this is a.
Was it? Did you have a spiked eggnog or something during Christmas, and you don't know what you're writing?
I don't know. But it's
Come to think of it, I was drunk that night, and this wasn't a 5 out of 5. I don't know what
I was so
happened.
hammered. Now that I look at it in the light of day, it's a bunch of animals talking. What the hell's going on? Did I read this? What do I have to say?
To revisit this.
Don't remember this book at all. No, I do remember it. So it opens up in this little idyllic town, and there's a woman. She says hi to all the people on her way into work, and she works in, I think she owns the hardware store in town, or if not owns it, at least works there? I can't remember. I was so drunk. But then she says she has an appointment in the city, so she needs to go to the city. So she drives out. She drives to the city. And then what you don't know is she's actually a serial killer. So she like abducts. She's a bear, by the way. And she like middle-aged female bear. And she abducts this duck in the city. And then takes him out into the forest and chops him into little pieces and buries him.
Jesus.
And then, what happened after that? Then she, you find out that she's been doing this for, like, 20 years. And then, this is the 200th anniversary of this town they live in. And there's, like, a big parade. And this one parade boat is going down the street and... it's like a pirate ship type thing, and the sail breaks off it, and then you see something horrible, and the a dead body basically, and the woman's like freaking out because it's not a dead body that she killed, so now she's worried. Like, basically, she's been living in this town for 20 years, going to the city to kill people, and no one has caught wind of her, but now. Someone's murdering people in her town, so there's going to be investigations. So now she's like, oh, fuck. What if they come after me? It was good. I liked it a lot. And I liked when she went out to the forest to bury the body, there was another bear there, but it was like a animal bear, not a human bear. And she, I can't remember what she said to it. She was basically like, get out of here. So it was interesting seeing, like, the animals and the human animals. Oh, she says, yeah. I'd appreciate it if we could just keep this between the two of us. And the bear just walks away. That was good. It was really good. And the art was what I expected, so.
That's cool.
I liked it. 5 out of 5.
So I read something that you didn't. I read Verotic 30.
I did not read that.
What is... It's a celebration of Verotic for 30 years. That's pretty incredible. A self-published Glenn Danzig book has made it 30 years. Like, his company has published comics.
Oh, that's how long.
That's a long time.
But... They've had very sporadic releases over the years, though.
Yes. But they have at least probably quarterly releases of something, I would say.
Could be.
This one was really good. Like, I don't know if any of these stories are can be continued, but they seem like beginnings of stories. So the first story is called Hell Mask. And it's basically about a kingdom being invaded by people, and he has to release this Hell Mask character, which the sorcerer says, do you realize what's going to happen when you unleash him? Well, they unleash him, and then he's going to go battle all these soldiers, but it doesn't show you anything because it looks like it's going to be continued. So I don't know if this is like a preview for upcoming comics. Or if it's just done in ones and you can assume that all hell's going to break loose.
Is this a new
but you
release?
Don't actually see it. Yeah, it's called Verotic 30, yeah. But there's no...
But it was last year when it was released?
And no, it just came out in my box. In December, yeah. And then the second story... The first story is Glenn Danzig with Simon Beisley art. The second story is called Weird Voodoo by Glenn Danzig and Rafael Garez. And this is about a voodoo priestess that's sort of awakening the dead. And she awakens a demon to get revenge for her. But then you don't see anything. Like, you just get to the point where she releases the demon and you don't get to see what happens. So that one doesn't say to be continued, but it does say Revenge of Kuluf. So, like, there's going to be a continuation of it. And the third story is Mystery Girl, about a serial killer, a detective that's investigating bodies that are being killed. That one does say to be continued. So, like, these were really cool stories. I just hope that we see more of them. Like, I thought and the art is fantastic on all three, different art styles, but just fantastic, like a fantastic looking anthology of stories. I'd recommend
Cool.
it.
I haven't read a lot of Verotic.
Yeah, I just started buying Verotic, and I wish I would have bought more when they were coming out for sure.
I'm trying to see if there's anything new coming up for them. UV Verotic. Nope, don't see anything.
Then I threw out a couple. I don't know if you read Gru, Gods Against Gru, and then
I did
Mosley.
read both of those.
Okay. We can talk about Mosley then.
Sure.
I didn't know what to expect. I think I just ordered this sight unseen and didn't read the solicit.
Yeah, I
So
just
I like
saw
I it
who the
didn't
writer was and said, okay. This
Yeah, I did the
Rob
same.
Guillory, or Glory, however you say his name.
Guillory, I
That's how
think.
I say it. I don't know how he says it, this is about
He's known for Chew, right? Is that what he's
it.
known for? Yeah. As an artist, in this one he's telling the story. He doesn't do the art.
No, artist Sam Lotfi. I think that Guillory has written something else too before.
Yes, Farmhand, I
Oh, that's,
think,
yeah,
or something like
a
that.
farmhand. You're right.
So yeah, I think as an artist moving to writing, I think he did a really good job. Like it didn't seem,
I like
the
that.
story seemed to flow pretty well
Yeah, I agree.
in terms of story. You don't know a lot that happens between the introduction. I don't understand why he leaves his wife and kids to go to this like experimental housing development, I guess, to live with a robot. Like, isn't that what it seems like?
Yeah, it's
So the AI can
yeah.
learn.
He basically gets a job where he's going to this, live in this house for a year with this robot, so the robot can learn about humanity, basically. Yeah, why he does it when he just had a newborn is an
Yeah.
interesting question, which we don't know the answer to.
Not
He just says,
yet.
"Glory, we talked about this. You got to think about the future." So maybe it's just money. Like
But
he's
it
maybe he's getting paid a shit ton of money to do this.
Well, he might be. I mean, his daughter seemed to end up well. Like we see her daughter in the his daughter in the
Yeah, it
future,
basically jumps
and she
to.
seems
It starts with him in the past living with this robot, and then it jumps to
in the
30
future
years
he's
later when he's a janitor at a high school.
Yeah. In the future he's yeah, a janitor in a high school. And it looks like
And the
he's
robots have taken
bitter
over.
about the he's yeah, he's bit the robots have taken over. His daughter's embraced it, right? Like
Yeah, well, I think
she's
the robots even took over like the government, right? Don't they run every they run
Oh yeah,
everything? Yeah.
everything. And his daughter uses the robots and he's trying to tell her that they're full of shit. And that doesn't bode well because that's her whole occupation. And he looks like he's gonna be like a Magnus
Wait, I
robot
thought that's
fighter.
what when I got to that part, I'm like, oh, he's Magnus.
I did think it was kind of cool how this the had the baby and that little platform with the two AI robots.
Oh,
And he was getting
the
mugged
little
by
kid,
the kid,
yeah,
little
little kid's
child.
mugging him, yeah, because he has
Yeah.
two like war hero robots.
Yeah. I thought it was pretty good. Like I
Yeah, I
liked
give it a
it.
4 out of 5. I liked it as well.
I like Smash Robot type characters.
And it seems like there's like more depth to the story, like
Oh yeah, because we don't know how he. It sounds like he's the one that created it. Like
he
he, his
certainly had a part
input
of it, yeah.
influenced. Yeah, and he's sort of bitter towards it, I
Then there's
think.
some,
It caused his divorce
yeah.
and his estrangement. Like he's not. His daughter talks to him, but that's about it.
And the daughter, she. When we first come to the daughter, she's like in the machine somehow, and somehow she like figured out how to give empathy to the robots. But then her dad arrives, so it doesn't really go anywhere. So, but that'll for sure be coming up in future issues.
Yep.
So it's a nice mix of kind of techie type stuff and the real world stuff of this guy who helped bring about the robot era, but seems to he seems to kind of be a Luddite where he doesn't want anything to do with them anymore.
They took over everything, it seems
Yeah.
like. So we then, I wanted to read some
Gru.
Sergio
Yeah, I was
stuff.
glad you picked Gru.
So
I'm like,
I.
oh yeah, Gru. Always love to read Gru.
Yeah, I haven't read Gru in a while. I think the last one I did was Tarzan versus Gru or
Yeah, we talk about
Gru
it.
versus
Yeah.
something.
So this is Gods Against Gru.
And I think there's another Gods one, so
Yeah, I wasn't sure where this lay in the line of Grus that have come out.
the one thing that didn't flow well to me, 'cause I didn't understand how he could be at two places at once.
What do you mean? When was you two places at once?
Well, he's kind of like with all the gods, and then he's also on the platform floating in the ocean. Right? Because the story opens up where he basically is on a pirate ship and he destroys the
Yeah.
ship. And then he decides he's on a ship with his dog or hyena or whatever you want to call it.
I thought it,
And
yeah.
they're actually fishing and they fish and he decides, "Oh, you know what? I want to cook the fish, so I'm going to build a fire on my wooden boat." And he burns the fucking boat down. And now they're floating on pieces of wood. And the pirates are basically trying to find their themselves trying to get to land because they're also floating on wood. And then you cut to, and while they paddle, the gods are coping with the newest god to appear in the realm. So like he appears in the realm while he's still floating
I thought he ended
on.
up in the realm, like I thought he took the little paddle boat and ended up in the realm of the gods.
No, because it says Gru and his friend,
Oh yeah, you're
faithful
right. It
friends, swim
says,
for
and while
hours.
they paddle, the gods are coping with their newest god to appear in their realm.
Like, so did he die and become a god? Or, like, I
Yeah,
don't
I'm not
understand, because
sure.
it doesn't.
I thought he found the gods when he was at sea, but I see what you're saying.
And then he's there and he wants to eat all the sacred lambs and cook them and eat them. And they're like,
They're
oh,
like,
fuck, what
yeah,
are we
they're
going
like,
to
we
do?
just eat ma manna. It's like, do manna have ribs?
So he convinces them to get into this cheese
Yeah.
dip, like this hot and spicy cheese dip,
Yeah, they make
right?
the gods make the cheese dip and then they try it and it burns their mouths, which causes
Del Rosa chilies. It looks tastier than manna, so they all get it, and it's like so hot they all lose their minds.
causes catastrophes on Earth.
Yeah, so the gods are. Earthquakes, volcanoes, lightning storms, everything's going nuts. And you have that minstrel and his daughter like going to plays. He sings Gru songs, and he's not welcome at the one land, so he's gonna get hanged.
It's
And
because
because he's
he
mentioning Gru, and it's the name you should never mention.
mentioned Gru's name.
And then she starts to sing. She takes up to try to earn money to get her father out of prison. And then Gru's still floating on the piece of wood, and he smells cheese, and he ends up on this island, and then he seems to be a hero again.
Yeah.
So I don't know like how he is in
How
both places at
he's,
once,
yeah,
but
sure.
I don't know if we're supposed to care.
Trying to see.
It was pretty enjoyable. I liked it.
Yeah, I would do it as well. Crew's always good.
There's a lot happening in the panels, so if you look at the backgrounds and see
And
something,
that's a
there's a
one
lot
good
of
thing about. Or not one good thing. One thing I love about Sergio's art is it can take you a long time to read it if you care to study each panel. One thing I like is the minstrel, like his guitar, like every panel, the thing on the end of his guitar changes. It's a fried egg. Then it's oh, then it's actually the minstrel. Then it's the panda bears. Cracks me up. I
And now
love the
we
Gru still coming
did.
out.
Yeah, that's cool. Did you read Basic
No,
Instinct?
I didn't get Basic Instinct.
So I take it you didn't like the movie?
Was okay.
You're like, why the fuck is there a comic book about this?
I don't remember. I passed on it for some reason. Maybe the price point. Was I wrong?
Well, the price point was $2.99, so I don't know why you would do it on price point.
Don't think it was $2.99.
Yeah, it's $2.99. You really don't like Basic Instinct. It was a $2.99 introductory issue. So, nah, it's $4.99. I'm just shitting you.
It could have been $2.99.
So this is Basic Instinct Pound of Flesh number one, told by Sam Freeman and drawn by Vanessa Del Rey, who I'm a big fan of. So I bought it for two reasons, because I like Michael Douglas movies and I was curious what this was gonna be.
I'm
And
curious. Where does it take place
I
in
like
the
Vanessa Del Rey. It takes place after the Ice Pick murders. So there's this moving art show of serial killers, like serial killer type exhibit that's traveling, and a guard gets killed, I think with an ice pick, during the course of him patrolling the display. Also, during one of the exhibitions, one of the women that's doing the art show thing gets killed by her own snake. Like, she's got like a boa constrictor that she's dancing with on stage, and she gets murdered. So you have like two murders, and now you have the detective who's investigating these murders, and it talks about the ice pick and stuff. So I think this takes place after the ice pick murders. Like, you should know about the movie.
I can't remember. Was
But it
someone
looked
arrested at the end
interesting
of the
to me.
movie, or no? They
No, she got away with it. I think at the end of the movie, she's with Michael Douglas in bed fucking, and then it like pans to like under the bed.
yeah,
I
something like
gotta if I
that.
remember correctly. And there's an
But I
ice
thought the
pick
end of the
there.
movie, like you didn't know for sure if it was Sharon Stone or the other woman.
It might be that. I need to revisit. I don't know Basic Instinct as much as I know Fatal Attraction. Like, Fatal Attraction, I can tell you every scene of the movie. Basic Instinct, I remember two things. I remember the ice pick murders. I remember Sharon Stone crossing her legs, like in that famous scene where she's not wearing any panties.
Everyone remembers that
And
scene.
well, I mean, I remember that scene, and I remember when she's fucking Michael Douglas at the end, and that's about it. But I think it's an open-ended murder. Like they never found the ice pick
Yeah,
murder.
I think that's true. I like the idea of a traveling serial killer museum.
Yeah, this was cool. This was like a what a pop-up. Right? So yeah, we'll see where that goes. I enjoyed it.
Cool.
So this is a weird one that comes out from Sumerian, which was what was Sumerian? Behemoth,
Yes.
which was something else before
Amiga.
that. And now it's massive.
It's massive.
But it still has the Sumerian logo in there. So I wonder if it's like Sumerian is the comic creator of the material, and then Massive
The
is the
public, yeah, I think that's
publisher.
probably what it is.
Kind of like the Alien books and the Valiant stuff now. Maybe that's the same sort of relationship. It seems like there's like a lot of mergers and stuff going on in the industry where people are trying to do some cost-cutting measures to try to turn a profit. And I don't know how that all works out if somebody else is doing something for you. Because there's got to be a sharing of profits, and I don't know how that works.
Yeah, you figure by the time it trickles down, there can't be a lot of money at the end.
So we got Fantasy Comics number 2.
Yeah.
These stories have a lot of depth in them. Like there's a lot of material. This has to do with our heroine and her friends sort of wanting to become part of the Warriors of Dawn,
Yeah, that's her dream.
which are a bunch of heroes, it looks like, and they have to go through a test. And it looks like 3 of the 4 pass and are actually going to go on this adventure with
Yeah,
them.
her group of, well, it's
I
her
think
and her
one of them doesn't
cousins.
pass. Yeah. There's that weird nun,
Yeah, the
too.
nun who can summon spirit healing spirits.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
And her father doesn't like that she's going off too and is going to stop working. But her mother and siblings seem to embrace the fact that she is. If I remember correctly, she's adopted, right? By this family.
Yeah, I think so. Well,
This
yeah.
family took her in because I think her parents are dead.
Well, her mother, yeah, her
Or she
mother's
was.
black and she's not at all black, so.
Yeah. No, but I think in the first issue, she showed up in this town and they kind of
Adopted her,
adopted
yeah.
her. Clariette. So now she's on her journey with some of her friends to join this group.
Yep, and they're gonna go off on their adventure.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like this story.
Now we get into Horror Comics 26 and 27, which we're getting close to being caught up on this one. It seems like the ones that are piling up are Planet and
Yeah,
Exciting.
I am this marks my officially being caught up with horror comics until I get my next box.
I have 2 more, so I'm 2 more ahead of this. But I haven't read them
Yeah.
yet. So I have a 27 and or no, a 28 and 29.
And this 26 and 27 are just a bunch of short stories. of varying quality.
I'm trying to remember the first story, the Artemis wish.
Artemis. Oh, it's about a girl making a wish in an Artemis fountain. And then
Is she bitter towards the man?
Yeah,
is that
I think
what happened?
She broke up with the dude, and then she made a wish in the Artemis fountain, apparently that something bad would happen to him. And then the guy meets a girl.
He meets love.
She's a dental assistant.
She like.
And she pulls out all his teeth and his tongue.
That was pretty cool. I like that one. Plus, it's one of my worst horrors ever because I hate dentists.
And then, the next one is probably—I'm guessing it was your favorite.
I did read it. That was a text.
Oh, you read it? I'm shocked. It was only three pages.
I don't remember
it. Let's see what I say. I said, "Yeah, but a guy telling a story of when a lady with a crow in the forest killed his best friend. Now older, he's going to kill her." That's all I wrote.
Ah.
Yeah, I wasn't too impressed by that one.
Surface Patterns was the third one. Man, I really must have read these really late because I don't remember a lot of them.
Well, this is about a lady who, she's a fortune teller, but she does it, I think it's phrenology or something. She touches
people's
heads. Oh,
yeah, where you actually feel heads, yeah.
And then the girl comes in for a reading, but then the woman gets a phone call and has to leave. Because I think it was her brother who died. And they go to the funeral for the brother. And then it was like a monster. I can't remember. How does the monster come in? Is Barbara going to be okay back there?
Yeah.
Let me see what I wrote. No, she gets a letter and call from the killer and realizes it's the lady from the reading that she left. She confronts her and gets attacked by a weird dog creature.
I need to reread this whole book. I don't remember a lot of it. I remember the first story because of the dental thing. This next one I don't remember too well. I like the art style in it for sure.
Yeah, and then I think she killed.
It's very grainy. Well, there's that one demon.
Yeah, I think she killed the demon. But then there's something about, like, a monster. Like,
it's like, fuck you, Trish. How's that for free will, bitch? And then she goes to the trinket store. She's like, I hate you. And she's got a rifle to her head. She's like, Claudia, don't let her do it. Do you have any idea what you took away from me? Do you know what you took away from me? And it says, does it matter now? And I think she blew her brains out. Let it out, Trisha. Just let it out. I need to reread that
one. Yeah, it was a little confusing.
Now, this other one I read in the morning, so it should be more fresh.
Oh, this first story, Kitchen Nightmares, was good. And I think it's going to continue because it says, like, to be continued or something at the end of it.
Yeah, it's basically about this guy that gets invited to restaurants and kills demonic creatures in the restaurant.
Yeah.
That are trying to destroy
it. So
he
goes undercover as a health inspector at this restaurant. But then the restaurant owner tries to pay him off, and he turns down the money, and then all the staff turns into monsters. And he opens his bag. That's the end of it. And they look like Japanese kind of monsters.
Yeah. The second story I like, too, this is about a guy that was told by his father, don't go pay a doctor because they just fuck you up. So he grows up believing that. And then when he's got tooth pain, like he needs a root canal, he decides to take matters in his own hands and pull his own teeth out. And then when he do that doesn't work, he pulls out the tooth next to it, and then he decides to rip off his entire right left side of his face
Yeah.
in the process of trying to get rid of the
Yep,
pain.
cuts off the side of his face. And then at the end, he says, the pain's finally gone. All those doctors are wrong. He says, they don't know what they're doing, but I do. I have the cure. So now he's going to go out and help people get cured by cutting off their face.
Yeah. And the last story was good too, because it's like a sporting one where you have this arrogant hockey player that thinks he's better than anybody that came prior to him, and he's the best that's ever been. And he's haunted by the spirits of all the
All
previous
the yeah,
hockey
all the dead hockey
players.
players.
And he has to like live up to their expectations now because they like follow him and say, show us you're better than us kind of thing. And he lives in fear now because they show up everywhere where he plays.
Yeah, and he's like, I've changed. You've changed me. You can go now. You can leave. And they're like, nope, we're not leaving. We're going to be here every game, making you great.
I didn't understand though, like, why they were all laughing at him at the end, did you?
Oh, the audio, the crowd? Yeah, I don't know.
These guys were talking about these antiques, just a bunch of names hanging from dusty banners and rafters. Time to move on. Rich boy, you're not gonna kill you. We're gonna help you,
Oh.
help you. Every game, every shift. Is it because he's not doing anything? I don't know. He looks like he's
I think
on the
it's because
ice
he's
and.
standing there he's there talking to himself in the middle of the ice, saying, "Don't kill
Oh.
me, don't kill me."
Yeah, that's a weird one. But I like 27 more than I did 26.
Yeah, so did I.
Because I thought all those stories were good. I think that wraps up everything that we've done except for
It
Faust.
does. Oh yeah, Faust. I forgot about Faust.
This was a pretty simple issue to talk about, though.
Really?
There's some gorgeous panels
Sounds
in
a little
it.
confusing.
No, it's pretty straightforward. Well, it's confusing. It's confusing in the fact that there's just a lot
It's
of
confusing till
fucking.
you get to the
And
fucking. You can quote me on that, listeners.
so, I'll tell you what I got out of it. It's a long one. It's a long
I wasn't
issue.
sure where it ended.
I read it all the way to Tavern Love, which is where the next credits were given.
Because
So
I wasn't sure on because on one page I usually read until they get to like where the song credits. That seems to be like the end. But I wasn't sure. But then there's just
I might have read two issues,
there's
but
fucking for a while.
I read Red Rain. So there's they give where they give credits where it says Quinn V.
Yeah.
Hill? There's Red Rain and then there's Tavern Love. So I or Jav, I can't read the word that he has there. Something Love, Jav, something Love. It was almost 40 pages. It was a big one.
Yeah, I think which I think is about
So
right.
this is the one where he goes to rescue the doctor. The doctor's in prison. And he ends up killing a bunch of cops in the process of rescuing the doctor. And then you have these two dudes, the one that's real feminine, I think it's a dude anyway. And you got Beef. And they were tasked by M to go fuck up the doctor's house. So they go to the doctor's house and they're like, "Okay, we're gonna fuck it up and we're gonna fuck up the house." And he decides to make a mess of her bed by throwing the guy on the bed and butt fucking him on her bed.
Yes.
That was weird.
I was not expecting
He's
that.
like, "Jesus, man, I wanted to feel something, but shut up, man. Just shut up. Man, I'm sick of going down what other people tell me." Yeah, he just ends up fucking him hardcore. And that's a whole weird scene. And that lasts for like 4 pages. And it looks like the guy can't walk after that. He's walking like bent over. The man's gonna love us when he finds out we followed the instructions to the letter. Beef, you never said the F word. Oh yeah, sorry. Had after you. It's weird. And then it talks to the doctor, the actual psychiatrist doctor that she worked for, going to the prison and trying to get her out, saying, I'm here to help you. And she's like, bullshit. You're part of the problem. You're part of the M's network of shitholes. And then you have the scene where Faust goes to rescue her, and she tells him, we didn't make love all those times. That was all in your mind. And then he rescues her and then kills the cops. And then later on, they start fucking, and she's like, no, we did have sex all the time. I just didn't want you to think that. So he slaughters some more policemen and frees her.
Yeah.
And then it's the scene gets really strange, because then it cuts to M and what's her name, Claudia? What is her name again?
Which one?
M's
Oh,
wife,
Claire.
Claire. Thank you. And then they're having sex. And that scene ends up weird as fuck, because after they have sex,
Yeah, I think that's the next issue.
yeah, but there's no introduction to it.
No. But I think the oh man.
'Cause then there's these two guys that are in the airport
There's no
that.
page number, so it's hard to tell. But after the pages with the doctor and Faust, there's like page with an airplane. I think
Yeah.
that might be the new issue.
Why would it be the new issue if they don't have the
They
introduction,
never
though?
have the introduction at the beginning. It's always a few pages in. I wish, why didn't they put the covers in? It's so annoying. It's so
Don't
annoying. Yeah, because the credits are usually like a few pages into the story.
So I might have read five and or
And I
six
only
and
say that
seven
because it
then.
looks like kind of the art is a little bit different between those two. Where are even the credits in this one?
Yeah, it's.
Maybe the credits are at the
Oh.
end of the story. You might have read two
So
issues.
I actually think you're right, but I think the series, I think the issue that I think I read three issues. So
What's this one?
there's this beautiful scene where there's no page numbers again, so I can't reference anything. But where he's fucking the doctor. So John is fucking the doctor.
Yes.
And then you turn over to another one, and this one's called Delicate Tone.
Yeah, delicate tone.
I think
Oh,
that's the
that's the
start of
start of the new
another
one.
issue.
Yeah. Yeah, delicate
And
tone
then
is
he's
the.
fucking her, but the art style changes. That's what I was going to tell you. Because the art style in the previous issue, look at the inks on that fucker. It's incredible. And then it looks very different in Delicate Tone. Do you see how different it
Yeah, there's a lot
looks?
of
It almost looks like another
there's a lot of
artist took
grayscale.
over.
Yeah, there's more
But
grayscale.
it's not as dark. It's weird.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that is the next issue.
So then if you read Delicate Tone, that goes
It goes up to
all the
jaded
way up to
whatever.
Tav Jaded
Yeah.
Love. Okay, so I read two
Yeah, you're
issues.
the next one.
Did you stop at Delicate
Yeah, I
Tone
saw the
then?
delicate tone.
Oh, I didn't. I kept on reading.
Because I thought that was the end of the end of it. Well, I knew it couldn't be because then there was just like sex for the next few
Well, it was
pages.
so. Well, it was so. It's hard to tell, like, where it ends and
It's very hard to
begins.
tell. It's just
But
ongoing story.
I think that would make sense page-wise,
Yeah, and you're right. There is a
because.
distinct difference in the art between that first story and the second, now that I look at it. Yeah, the ink lines in the second story are much finer and lighter than the first one.
I like the first one
Yeah.
better. I like when it's dark and you can see every fucking dark line. It looks more like Tim V. Hill art.
Yeah, especially that scene where he was fighting the cops and he like chopped one guy in half and sliced the other guy's head in apart.
Yeah. But then this the panel where it's M and his and Claire, and she's sitting there naked and he's drinking some wine or something. And he's got a flaccid peepee, and the phone's ringing. That's a beautiful panel. And she's doing weights. She's doing weights. They're all naked. That's crazy. Oh, but you didn't
Didn't
get
get
that
that.
far,
No, but I did
though.
flip ahead. I did notice the scene where she's bent over.
Oh, hell, that's awesome, isn't it?
Stuck out to me.
So I read 2 issues. So
Oh, you're ahead.
next time I'll have to
Yeah.
reread.
His wiener
All
is a
right.
little scary looking.
Well, he's probably got demon in him.
That's his demon wiener.
Well, I think between him and the doctor, they created Faust. Well, they fucked up John
Right.
and made him Faust on
Into,
purpose.
yeah.
Like,
The
yeah, they
killer,
turned
yeah.
him into that killer machine. So, what for next time?
For next time, I don't know. I think we should keep reading Gru. So let's read the next Gru.
Okay, so we got the next Gru, number 2, and then we got Faust number 7,
Yeah, which you already read.
which I've already read, and then we have Red Room number 3 we still need to
Yeah, we can do
read.
that.
We could do the next Planet comics. We got a ton of those. Those
The
are
next three planet.
or exciting. What do you want to do?
Which should we have more of?
I think exciting.
Yes, we haven't done exciting in a while.
All right, we'll do the next three.
Next three exciting. Faust.
And
Gru.
then anything else that you want to add?
Yeah. What was the other thing? Oh, Red Room 3. Is it
Yeah, I
3
have
or
a couple.
2?
Oh, I know what I want to add. I want to add Red Light number 1.
Oh, Red Light, yeah. I want to read that one too.
And there's a couple other ones I have queued up, but I don't remember the titles, so I'll have to get them to you.
Okay. And I'll probably have some 'cause I briefly looked started looking through previews and there's some collections that I have to read the number ones of.
Alrighty. And then we could do previews, I guess, too.
Yeah, it should work out. We should be able to talk
Alrighty.
around the.
Well, unless you got anything else, we can wrap this bad boy up.
I don't have anything else.
All right. You've been listening to geekbrunchpodcast.com
.com.
with Bill Bomer at
I don't think our
DBM00 or
podcast is
Bill.
called geekbrunchpodcast.com. Unless, well, it could be though, if you want to change it.
Well, that's where the website is, geekbrunchpodcast.com.
It is
Geek.
www.https slash slash
Well, if you want to subscribe manually, you
slash
have to
feeds
go
slash feeds.
HTTPS, yeah, slash
Oh,
feed.
feed. Just single
Yeah,
singular
feed.
feed. Right, continue.
Facebook, Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button. Follow the episodes threads there. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch and at Mike at Comic Book Noise
Dot com.
and email.com. And.
I'm at
I guess that's it.
dbm00.com.
Yeah, I already said that, but I think you interrupted me when I was going to say Bill at
Oh, there you
comicbooknoise.com. Not DBM.
go.
That DBM00 is your blue sky ID.
It's my blue sky. Blueski.
Bill posts a lot on Blue Sky, man. He's all over that. You should go check him out on Blue Sky and get on there and say, hey, at
They gave me a warning
DBM00.
because they
If
said you're
he.
posting too many pictures of comic books, so I had to
That's
stop.
right. And if he. You'll have to say at DBM00 Blue Sky, and he might not get back to you right away because he's so enamored with your post and he's thinking about it.
That might take a while.
It might take a year. I
Because
don't know.
I'm
It,
too
he,
busy posting my own stuff.
yeah, on Blue Sky.
Blue sky.
All right. Well, we'll see you in 2 weeks then.
All right.
All right.
Enjoy
Talk to you
going back
later.
to work.
Shut up.
When is that, tomorrow?
Ah, go fuck yourself. All
All right.
right, see ya, bye.